Press. I got Rogers doing my shit.
Blog Talk Radio.
Even though I knew you got to renew or whatever, I was like, what? Because the city drove by and they inspected it and they said, hey, if you don't pay this by this time, it's like, I'm like, damn.
You know
what? The whole Champlain Palace thing,
I think
they just Well, part of the process, good and bad. Chris, no pre-show. There's girls. Boom.
I'm trying to turn the TV on.
Yeah, it's on.
It is? The TV's on now?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it showing the computer screen?
It should.
Chris, is not showing the computer screen?
From there?
Yeah, it's not showing the computer screen.
Unless it's in the wrong one.
I don't want to touch anything. Says no video input.
Wait, hold on. Let me make sure this. Is this one plugged in correctly? It's fine. I had to clean it up yesterday because you left it in a mess, bro.
Y'all want to have Ben the Don on tonight or no?
With girls?
Yeah.
How many do we got, Chris?
I think six, seven.
Six or seven.
I have to double check with them.
I'm trying to think. Does the topic tonight, like, would it be something that he would look good in? Like, awesome?
I could always change it. I just had, a funny video.
He was just recently on, so I don't know.
No.
Because he was on last week, wasn't he? Or was it the week before that?
I think it was the week before that.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, by the way, Chris, Sweetie's coming to Vendome Saturday, so they pushed us back.
That's better anyway.
Yeah, it is better. Because you're...
Wait, hold on. I'm doing the girls. Sweaty's going to Vendome?
Yeah.
Yeah, so with us?
No, as in, he's going to be the main headliner, so... Okay. Which means that we're kind of pushed back. I mean, I'm still going, but I'm just saying, like...
Yeah, we won't be the main.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You guys ready to get this thing going?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a call-in show?
We got for our phone.
Yeah, that's where it's been fired up. That's where it's done.
Is this just a regular call-in show?
Yeah. I know they're going to probably want to talk about the Chris Brown situation, too.
Oh, we could bring it up.
Yeah. Which is kind of bullshit, to be honest.
Yeah, we know it's bullshit. He responded.
Why for Chris Brown?
He's getting sued for $20 million for allegedly raping some bitch in Miami.
On Diddy's yacht.
On Diddy's yacht. Which the whole fact that it's not criminal in the first place is the biggest red flag.
All right, ready? I think,
Chris, I put two links in the chat.
Want to be zoomed in?
Yeah, all right. We're ready.
Yo, it looks weird on our end, though, Chris, with the formatting. Like, the right-hand side looks... I mean, you just take a look at it and see what I'm saying. Keep going.
Do you want that zoomed out?
No, like make the picture on our side bigger so we can actually see what's going on.
Wait, this one?
Yeah. Because on the side here, this thing is huge. The overlays and podcasts, like that shit.
Oh, on my end, it looks fine to me.
Can you adjust it on our end, though?
I mean, it's been giving me trouble since yesterday. Let me just figure it out. I'll figure it out during the show. What's your name? It's not on the bottom. It's like, it was hair yesterday, same way.
She's a gay? Nah, they're gay.
Because the bottom is, I had to fix it. It was like this hit, yesterday.
Yeah, sorry, Roger, for the missed call. I see him now.
Good thing Mo showed up to save the day. Thought I was going to get paid, man.
Yep. All right, that's a lot better now, Chris.
All right.
And you know, I can zoom in a little bit, too.
Let me make a call for the minute.
I don't think we've got time.
Might have to do it Monday. Unless we really need to get the bike done. But yeah, I know it's going to be tight today because we're starting so late.
Okay, give me a second. All right.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast. It's Friday, a.k.a. The Call-In Show.
Let's do it.
Let's get into it, man. Hey, can we move that chair out of the way?
Yeah. Let me go back to it.
Just open up StreamYard.
Yeah.
Oh, here's my earring.
Hey, right. And we are back. What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast, regular edition. It's Friday, a.k.a. Call-In Friday Show. And, we got some things to talk about, man. We're going to take in your calls, guys. So a real quick announcement before we get into the show, because we're going to get right into it. Patreon.com/FreshFit. Check us out over there, guys. All the behind-the-scenes content you can't find anywhere else. We are there. Check us out. Also, we're on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. Every single platform you guys listen to podcasts, we are there. Just make sure you wear headphones so you don't get in trouble. Link is below. Click the anchor link. It'll take you to whatever destination you like to listen to your podcast, whether it's a big one like Spotify or a small one like, you know, CastBox or something. We're there. Also, get the merch, guys. FreshRipPodcastStore.com. For example, t-shirts, I feel like, etc. All the shirts are there, and they're back in stock. So check us out on FreshRipPodcastStore.com to get the merch. Also, we got another YouTube channel, guys. It's Fresh and Fit Clips. Check us out over there, man. It's been getting a lot of views, actually, this channel. It's been going up in views and up in views, and then what was the other thing?
Exposure?
Exposure in general. There was one other metric it was going up in. But we got to get the subs up because a lot of people watch that channel but aren't subscribed to the channel. So subscribe to the channel, guys, all right?
fresh and fit clips. Check us out over there. You might not have time to watch the full-on, you know, 2 to 3 hour podcast. That's cool. Just go ahead and check out the clips channel. Also, Fresh has a vlog channel.
As for behind the scenes, man, we're having a yacht party tomorrow as well here in Miami. We're going to vlog the whole thing, put the X-rated parts on Patreon, but it's going to be lit. Check it out. 100 grand away.
All right. And then you're re-uploading those videos, right, for Patreon?
Yeah, I just got to take out the sexy parts because YouTube gave me a strike.
Yeah. You're going to put it on MGTOW TV?
Yeah.
He's going to re-upload those videos, guys, on MGTOW TV. It's just that we need an account with them so that we can re-upload those videos again. And they're like in 4K, so
it
that's
got
why.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies that want to come on the show, hit up Chris at Aaron C. Poxon. I've been getting a couple messages from girls, so guys, remember to hit up Chris. Chris is the one that handles all the booking. And I guess we can get right into it. Can we throw that phone number up?
Yep, we can.
Yeah, so guys, if you want to call into the show, the number is 515-615. Oh, this isn't a hater show. 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740. We also got our boy in the house, Roger, a.k.a. Roger Lasad, our real estate agent. So if you guys want to ask questions about real estate, also we have an expert in here.
Oh, sorry.
So.
But I do want to bring up what happened to Chris Brown. Shout out to Academics. He posted on his page, and he's being accused of rape here in Miami on Diddy's yacht, and he's being sued for $20 million. And it's like, what? Like, why does Chris Brown even need to? Anyhow, so we can bring it out first and then have a discussion about it if you guys want to as well.
Yeah. Let's pull up the Chris, can you pull up an article? I think TMZ covered in a couple of these other guys. Yeah. So here's the thing. While Chris pulls that up, I'll kind of break this down a little bit.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous to me. The biggest first red flag is, number one, it's civil. Like, if this is a rape case, this should be a criminal case automatically. It shouldn't be a civil lawsuit. You know what I'm saying? So that tells me that what potentially happened was she went to the authorities. The authorities was like, there's nothing here. You know what I'm saying? We can't do nothing. And now she's trying to sue him for $20 million. You know, and here's the other thing, too. I never heard about this girl coming after him criminally for this. So, I mean, yo, this is just a vulture move. It's really what it comes down to.
I just can't. Okay, so let's be real here, right? It's Chris Brown. He could probably get anybody he wants to, right?
Yeah.
Yo, come up to the mansion, boom, boom, boom. Why is he going to forcibly do that anyway? It's like, bro, it doesn't make sense. And secondly, whenever he brings an album or something big to his brand, is always something in the news about him doing something bad. Always, bro.
Yeah.
It's like clockwork all the time.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep. The Rihanna situation, this bullshit, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? And here, I'll take the unpopular stance. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I read the police report with the issue with him and Rihanna. You guys know she beat the shit out of him, right? Y'all know that? Oh, okay, exactly. You know, mainstream media, like, they're not going to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? It's just amazing to me how the media will go out of their fucking way to paint you in a certain light to make you look terrible. You know what I'm saying? And the thing with Chris Brown is, ever since he's had that that issue with Rihanna, it's basically been like a crusade almost to destroy him.
Yeah, been following him.
Yeah, it's been following him, even though that happened a long time ago. But no one talks about how she beat the fuck out of him in that, because they were in the Lamborghini the whole time. And I don't know if you guys ever been. I mean, he's been in several Lambos.
It's tight.
It's
space,
very
man.
Tight, bro. You can't escape. So if someone's beating the hell out of you in a Lamborghini,
sure
you know what I'm saying? You can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, what you gonna do?
She was probably just hitting him with the fucking over and over and over again. A couple
she
of.
Was him work,
I can hold you.
Work,
what do you
work,
think
work.
Gonna happen?
I can hold you. I don't know what Breezy did. He might have cheated or she saw
no,
text
it was a
or
chick.
Something.
It was a chick.
Right.
That's what it was.
So. Hey, man.
She was confronting him about a woman.
You messing with Korean Rihanna. She's from Barbados. She's going to come with a fire. That's all I'm going to say. But, hey, you feel me?
Fuck that, bro. Like, no chick. I don't care who you how many chicks you're smashing or whatever. No chick has the right to fucking beat the shit out of you. And that's what happened. She beat the fuck out of him. But no one says anything about that. It's like, oh, he destroyed her. Well, listen, was his response correct? No. Equal rights, equal lefts, right? So that's what it is, bro. Like, he was defending himself. Like, and I know that's going to be an unpopular stance. People are going to be like, oh, my God, what the fuck? Would I have done that? No. But, yo, man, you can't assault somebody, bro. Like, you just can't. Because here's the thing, too. There's any woman watching the show, I need y'all to understand something. If you hit a man, if you attack a man, not every guy is going to exercise restraint in beating the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
Some guys, real talk. They be waiting for that day, bro. Oh, you going to jail now. Remember that Cleveland bus driver? Did y'all see that clip?
Yo,
this chick spit on him, and she hit him, blah, blah, blah. That nigga was like, oh, you going to jail now. Next thing you know,
oh, you
bang, and he hits her. That bitch goes, oh. You know what I'm saying?
And Mike, like, we don't condone hitting women at all,
next thing
right?
you know, bro.
But, hey, if you hit a man, he is back. What you going
to
do?
Because, yo, real talk, there's a lot of guys that are waiting for a chance to hit a chick. Here's the thing. Y'all seen it on air. I've never hit a chick, ever. Like, the chicks have stomped on my foot, spit on me, hit me, etc. I've never done anything because I know if I hit a chick once, she's dead, right? But other guys don't have that restraint. So women out there, bro, do not sit there and hit a dude and think he's not going to beat the shit out of you. Some of them will, bro. Some of them will.
Look,
and I told my sister this shit. I tell females I know this shit. Like, yo, don't think that they're not going to punch the fuck out of you because we live in a world now where men are considered equal to women. And some niggas going to be like, oh, y'all fall for equality? Bung!
Look, y'all in the chat, man, if a girl ever hits you, bro, just sit there, take your camera out, and then walk away. I'm telling you,
facts.
Bro.
Go ahead.
Like, you don't
want to
be in a position where they got to say, okay, who hit who, what happened? Nah, just record, get the fuck out of there, bro. Because trust me when they say, bro, if you're a regular civilian, bro, luckily for some celebrities, they got some type of puller lawyer. But for you, bro, you might not have that, and then you're screwed because, hey, you know what? Left, right, you know what? We can just choose the girl's side, so.
And Chris Brown fucked up because he hit Rihanna, who's an international superstar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the other fuck up, too, is that you hit her, and then you're in L.A., a.k.a. left liberal central.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just an L.
She has a voice. She has a voice.
And she has a voice,
so,
exactly.
Here's something that I read, right?
And he beat her up bad.
Yeah.
And there was, like, actual marking. So that's why, like I said, what he did was not right, but at the same time, I need people to understand that she beat the fuck out of him first.
What he should have done, mind you, in that environment, we don't know how he was feeling.
Yeah, we don't know.
The type of hitting.
She might have been hitting him for a while.
We don't know, because I can't say what
we don't know.
Now, what I might have done if I was clearly thinking, I would have been like, you know what? Put my phone out, stop the car, get out. Hey,
yeah.
She's trying to tap me. That's what you should do. But, hey, in hindsight, we never really know in that scenario how we're going to feel. So,
that's
what it is.
No, it's tough, bro, and it's a sucky situation. But
he was young, too.
Yeah, he was a lot younger.
This was,
man, how long ago was this?
A while ago, bro.
Almost 10 years ago, right?
A while ago.
When that happened. But, yeah, people bring it up all the time, and now this chick is out here trying to sue him for $20 million for
dude,
graping her.
$20 million? Bro,
I know.
That's a lot
of
money.
Excessive. That's excessive.
Bro, that's not a little bit of money. That's a lot of money, bro.
Yeah, And like I said, the fact that there is no criminal case on this shit is a big red flag.
Damn.
Because I didn't hear about this at all. And I know with him, they love dragging his name. So we would have been heard about,
Chris, could you pull up the actual link?
Okay.
It should be the first one I sent in the chat.
We can read these chats first and then
pull up the
link. Okay, we got Ted Rage. When are y'all having Owen Cook on the show? That's a good question.
Actually,
Casey
sent
that one up.
He's coming back soon to Miami. When he comes back, we'll probably have him on the show then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Raul, $10. Oh, yeah. Let me mention that too, guys. Just so y'all know, if you guys want to call into the show and want to cut the line, go ahead and put your number in the thing. If you super chat, and Chris is going to make a note of it and make sure that you get ahead, okay, guys? Because we get a lot of people do these call-in shows, but we're going to try to get through as many of you guys as possible. Tyson S., $10. Marquette had 12 girls on his pod last night, and a brawl broke out. Now I see a pattern. When there's more than 5 girls, it's dope that y'all started a wave, and your homie has adopted it for his content, though. All right, cool.
Yeah, cool.
Childish SC, $5. Thank you so much. I am the Warner, $100. Hey, FNF, I love your content. Keep pushing out the truth. Those who speak the truth have nothing to fear. I also love my FNF family. I want to share with you guys a wonderful quote and also recite you some poetry in Arabic. He's my last 4 digits. All right, cool. Got you. And thank you so much for that, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
Spencer Callio, stay over there, you 304 YouTuber.
I don't know who that is.
That's from D-Nice, $2.
Oh, Caillou.
Caillou? I don't know who that is. Okay.
No, he... He's called like the white guy, Caillou. You know the bald head.
Oh, the
kid,
the
cartoon. He's calling the white boy that. Caillou. You don't know the cartoon? Oh,
yeah.
Never mind. All right, it's a cartoon.
Okay. Yeah, I don't
what?
Know.
What? You don't watch Caillou? That shit's hard, bro.
No, the way you were singing that.
Shut up, nigga.
I watch Caillou.
There you go. There you go.
Okay. I still don't know who he's talking about, but all right. All right. Child Deceit. Okay. Cool. Got you. And then, hey, Myron and Fresh, I just want to say thanks for inspiring me. I just closed on my first property in Arizona. We'll be moving out of liberal Seattle. While they hate, we buy real estate. Love y'all. Hey, that's what we're talking about,
you,
baby. And then we got $5 from Frazzle, 8, 8989. Fresh looking like a full blown white man with that Canadian tuxedo.
Tuxedo.
When you wear a jean jacket and jeans, it's considered a Canadian tuxedo.
Oh.
It's funny. Hey, when that new Fresh and Fit documentary coming out? Eventually.
Oh, bro, dude, our story is crazy, man. Like, yo, I've seen like Logan Paul breakdowns, Jake Paul breakdowns, like KSI breakdowns, but ours will come up, bro. Our story is gonna be insane, man.
Yo, I don't think any YouTuber has gotten more hate than we have, as far as like from multiple channels.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I've counted up like 40 or 50 YouTube channels made hit pieces on us, and then I was like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know who any of you are. We've never done anything to you guys.
And then for us to hit the mainstream, how we did it in our small sector, and to actually be on big platforms that we were on, bro, who's done that in less than a year? It's crazy, bro.
That's true. Okay, Fresh, not sure if you knew, but that crazy girl sliding on the car on your IG last night is the YouTuber Diamond Flawless. She cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Bro, that shit
was... That's the
Three
Kings.
Yo, I don't know what she was on, bro. Diamond Flawless was going crazy on shit last night, bro. I know what she is, right? That's King Sid's ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Bro, she was wild,
oh,
bro.
I left. She said, oh, he looks like he's annoyed. I looked at her, and I just went upstairs.
Yeah,
I was like, fuck this, bro.
You left
I left immediately, bro. This podcast has made me have extremely low tolerance for female fuckery,
bro.
Bro,
she was like, give me your phone. I'm putting my number in your phone. Like, for what?
Bro, Fresh.
I'm like, what?
You saw Cam toward me and took off my hat, right? I'm like, bro, what is you doing? Because I was talking to a homegirl, and I was ignoring her, and so she was trying to get my attention. I'm like, yo, what are you doing?
Bro. It just goes to show the fuckery, bro. Like, yo, if the cameras aren't – I don't think you guys understand this, bro. I have low tolerance for female fuckery now. If the cameras aren't on and we're not recording – I don't sit there and talk to random chicks or deal with the fuckery. Like, I just look at her, you're stupid, and I just walk away.
Yeah, she was like, I want to come on the show.
Like,
I was like,
nah,
man, you can't act like that, though.
And nope.
And I'm not going to lie, I was enjoying Myron's face. It was the funniest thing. Because
bro,
it's
annoying as fuck.
It was so Myron. I knew he was walking. I said, Myron's not taking this. He walked
out.
Yeah,
yo, I hate attention whores with a passion, bro. Like,
Chris,
I hate
Chris,
that shit.
Pull up my Instagram real quick. Have you seen the story?
Like, only women get away with that fuckery when they act crazy and shit. Like, like, if you're a dude doing that shit, bro, you're going to get punched. What the hell? Taking someone's hat? Like, what the fuck?
She's dancing on a car, an exotic car to be exact. And in all fairness, it is her car. So I will say that. But it's just crazy, bro, because it's the middle of nighttime.
She left. And I was like, thank God.
I came back.
And she came back.
Because she was getting roasted. That's why. So she came back.
Bro. Chris, you can pull it up?
Yeah.
Bro. I don't even know who this girl is.
Money, right?
So that's who this chick is?
Yeah,
King
Sid's ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
And she's been, like, in Smooth Jill's videos, too, as well.
I just knew she was annoying, and I left. That's all I remember.
Crazy.
I know who the fuck she was.
Bro, she was dancing on a car. I didn't get that part all the way. I'm like, bro, what's going on here, bro? Like, hey, man, hopefully she got home safe, but... Oh, no.
Yeah, I was already gone at that point.
Then she says, oh, I'm going to this private room. You know those motels you could go in for like an hour, 3 hours in Hialeah, like the executive motels? I'm like, bro, nobody coming with you. We go in a freaking booby trap. That was crazy, bro.
Anyway,
I was more upset that she had the Haitian flag on.
Oh.
I was like, damn, bro, made me look bad. Lord.
Yeah, man. Yeah, bro. I did not know who she was. I just knew that she was being annoying, and I left. Like,
bro.
Yeah, man. Like, I have very, very low. Like, sometimes the girls will try to – you guys want to know something funny?
Yeah.
We'll be downstairs or whatever. Sometimes girls will continue to try to have a discussion about intersexual dynamics. I'll look at them and be like, no, we're not talking about this
bro,
anymore.
Bro, even that freaking Moshi Moshi. Chris was acknowledging that shit. I was like, bro, don't talk to me about none of this shit. I'm about to get lit right now.
Yeah.
I need to relax.
Yeah.
However, that being said –
cameras ain't on, I ain't talking to you, bitch.
We're in Miami, right? We're in Miami. Dude, I'm saying we see celebrities act crazy, girls. Like, the shit that we see here in Miami, bro, you can't make it up. Which is why whenever we tell you get a story – it is factual, but if you don't live in Miami, you wouldn't understand how we move and how we see things, bro. I'm telling you. It's crazy.
Oh, no, it's cap for us. You never hang out with NBA players, bro.
You're right,
you never
man.
Do.
Yeah, you're right.
We're just liars. We're all frauds.
We're Nigerian scammers.
Okay, so here's a little thing, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. Chats?
Oh,
yeah, we got more. Bro.
Oh, we got more?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read these, and then we'll pull this up. Okay. Bradley, hey, when that new Fresh and Fit documentary? Oh no, read that one. Thank you so much. When y'all bringing Owen Cook? No, read that one.
Said it again.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Ter Rage. Efficacious amounts of Derek from More Plates, More Dates on the podcast would also be great. Also, merch idea. Roast beef curtains vibes. Okay.
Oh my God.
Vibes, I think you mean.
Desmond Montgomery, $5. Really? First three songs and not Chris Brown. What's the world coming to? She probably didn't get something she wanted from him. That could be true.
That's, yep.
Brad Lee, $5. Man, y'all stay up late working. Bruh, I can't even keep up with your after-hours lives. How many hours of sleep do you guys get per day? Salute.
Sheesh. I just woke up like 30 minutes ago.
Bro,
my
like,
sleep schedule's all fucked up.
Dude, our life revolves on a podcast,
yeah,
bro. So, like,
it does.
It looks easy and cool like that, but like, we don't do shit other than the podcast and like plan for make it better, equipment, network, all that shit, bro. So
yeah.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, I literally live my life on the podcast, guys. $10 from Phil Ivey. I agree with 99% of what you say, but do throwing up the nasty salute is crossing the line. You kicked off the ladies that made fun of the military. What is the difference there? What is the difference? There are boundaries. What?
Or Nazi. He's saying the Hitler. Yeah, yesterday.
Bro. Yo, people would be sensitive, man. Yo, if you're sensitive like that, bro, with jokes and shit like that, then get the fuck off the show, man. Like, we make fun of everybody. I wasn't kidding around when I said that shit. Like, this podcast is about edutainment. And sometimes humor is a part of it. And we might make jokes that might offend people from time to time. But, yo, if you're in your feelings, bro, you don't have to watch the podcast. Like, I don't understand why people sit there and watch something that offends them and then donate money to something that offends them to say it offends them. You don't have to watch this, bro. You really don't. You could watch someone else. It's cool.
Hey, man.
Trust me, we're not going to get mad.
Enjoy the moment, man. We won't be here forever.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're just having a good time. You know what I'm saying? It's all entertainment. It's all jokes. It's all fun. Like, if we're going to make fun of black women, Asian women, Mexican women, etc., we're going to make fun of everybody, bro. Like, man, people be sensitive, man. God damn.
If I move into Colombia or maybe Dubai, who knows? I'm going to draw my life.
Jesus, man. People really be on in their feelings, bro.
Too emotional.
Too emotional, man. Like, all right, Peanut Patootie. $5, great brand. It's so unladylike to raise your hands on anyone. You're not an animal. Control yourself and don't behave like a banshee. All right?
No
Thank
point.
You, Venom. And after all that, Rihanna went back to him a few years later. No one mentions that,
That
though.
Is true.
That's
I knew they went to Barbados on a trip.
There you
so,
go.
There you go.
Gary Ham, I'm in Russia. If woman hit me, she is done. I mean, done. It's not even a crime to kick somebody in the face in Russia. Minor injuries means fines up to $750, no criminal charge. God
damn.
Shout out to Mother Russia. Hurricane, $5 Australian. My super chat from 3 days ago was missed. I'd love to work with you editing vids into clips and help your socials grow. DM but no reply. Contact method.
We're pretty good on
yeah, we're good with that, man.
We got a full team right now, guys. I just hired a camera guy to help us with the vlog, so we're pretty good, man.
All right. Walmart Bros, got your phone number, and then we got 1-3 question mark. What gets done to women who lie and falsely accuse this man like Johnny Depp, Chris Brown, Ryan Hanks, so many?
Nothing,
bro. That's the unfortunate thing. That's why they make these baseless accusations, because there's no consequences to the women lying, bro. It's
Nothing.
Crazy. And then Levy Jenkins, 6216, also watch a dry video filled with hippos mocking you and other podcasters cosplaying as dudes. It's such a sad way to live. I didn't even know people. There's people cosplaying as us?
Yes, on TikTok. So get this right. There's a viral trend where girls are dressing up as you or podcaster for a men's podcast and saying like, yeah, men, so, you know, take your dicks out. And it's just funny because they're trying to be us. But, yeah, it's just a viral trend. So,
yo, this goes to show, guys, how rare it is for men to speak their minds. The fact that we got hoes out here on TikTok imitating us and saying the things that we say because what we're saying is such a foreign concept to them,
yeah.
That proves my point that I've always told you guys. Say things that other guys are scared to say, cannot say, or ashamed to say because they will lose their job, get ridiculed, or be ostracized by society. So these women are hearing us say this shit, and they're like, oh, my God, what the hell?
They're making fun of us.
And they're making fun of us because it's such a foreign concept for us to say shit like, yo, punish bad behavior from women, or yo, these chicks are out of control, or yo, hypergamy is on steroids nowadays. Like, women have never heard these concepts before. It's foreign. I told you guys already. The red pill is in the fucking mainstream. We are here, okay? And a lot of people are going to take it and be like, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? A bunch of soy boys, a bunch of chicks that, like, have never heard of this type of stuff. Because, like I told y'all before, a lot of Western women have never been held accountable for their poor decisions or the way that they act. It is what it is. So when you come and meet guys like us, we're over here saying, yo, don't give these bitches flowers. Yo, most girls are for the streets, etc. They're going to look at it like, oh, my God, misogyny.
How dare you?
Misogyny.
And, hey, it is what it is, man. A lot of these chicks run up the fuck shit.
I think they're upset that we're exposing, you know, what happens in real life with their dynamics and our dynamics. And the fact that they're being exposed, they're trying to make fun of it because it's true. And it hurts because, like, damn, some niggas are waking up saying, yo, this girl's finessing me. She's playing the games.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Now I know.
Let me tell you guys something very, very – if you're going to take one thing away from this show, take this away right now. Female game is contingent upon you not knowing your value.
Yep.
99% of the time. Female game – one more time for you motherfuckers. Write this down. Female game is contingent upon you not knowing your own fucking value. When you know your value, you're not going to tolerate female fuckery. I'm telling you guys, you will not. And women are going to have to act in a certain way and operate a certain way and act accordingly based on you understanding your value. But most women bet on the fact that you're going to go with, I don't know my value. I'm a good-looking guy. I got money. I'm successful, whatever. But you know what? I'll give you some fucking flowers, baby. Yeah. Ugh. It's contingent upon you being fucking stupid. And I'm telling you guys, this podcast is waking a lot of motherfuckers up to let you guys know that you're the prize, not these dumb bitches. And how do they react? Oh, let's shade these guys. Let's cancel them. Oh, they're assholes. They're misogynists. Blah, 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 blah. I don't see none of these bitches talking about all the times we talk shit about men.
Yep.
We talk shit about men all the time, too. Hey, if you're fat, it's your fucking fault. Hey, if you're a pussy, it's your fucking fault. We actually yell at the guys way more and make fun of the guys way more and say way worse things. But they're not going to clip that. They're going to clip the things that we say about women because women aren't used to being held to a standard, guys. So what I'm saying is this. If you know your value, you can't get finessed, and that is what female game is premeditated on, you not understanding your fucking value. So watch this podcast, know your value, and hold these bitches' feet to the fire. Don't let them finesse
you. If you forget or you fall off on how to, you know, stand up for yourself, hey, come up to the content. We're going to repeat it again so you get it in your brain so
yeah.
You know, for a matter of fact, hey, guess what, bro? I slacked off, but I'm a fucking man. I don't got to take no disrespect and get back on my grind.
I ain't going to lie, man. This way of thinking,
yeah.
Some might consider it extreme, but you know what?
Extreme life, man.
Yeah, you know, extreme situations call for extreme measures. Right now, these chicks are on some fuck shit, man.
Bro, even me, bro, I married a single mom. If I didn't find the RP, I'd have been
stupid,
finessed and retarded, like keeping this going for a long period of time. Luckily, I got wise on it. You know, I took the content in. I said, you know what? This is applying it to me now. I understood it. I said, you know what? Put my feelings aside. I need to get out. I got out, became a better man. Look, now we're here today. So, like, guys, this content here, guys, it can save your life.
Life-saving, man.
It is. It really is, man.
And like I said, guys, don't let no chick ever shame you. Don't let anybody call you fucking a woman hater, a misogynist, a hater.
That's
you're
fine.
Bitter. Who
okay.
Hurt you? Blah, blah, fucking blah. That's all. Resist the slave mind. Resist the goddamn slave mind, all right?
Literally.
Because everyone wants to keep you in this fucking box where you're a dumb, impressionable retard that doesn't know your value. Okay, I'll just let girls use me. Okay, I'll let my friends use me. You know what? I'll go along with the lies. I'll smoke weed every day. I'll eat shitty food. I won't work out. Da, 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 da. They're going to tell you all this other fuck shit to keep you in this box of mediocrity, okay? We want you guys to be excellent in everything when it comes to your money, when it comes to your mindset, when it comes to your fitness, when it comes to dealing with bitches, etc. When you carry yourself a certain way, I'm telling you. When you go to the gym, right, and you bust your ass doing squats, then you go ahead and you eat healthy. You eat fucking vegetables, right? Then you eat a high-protein diet, drink a lot of water, you know, sleep 8 to 10 hours a night, work really hard on your business, work really hard on your job, whatever it is. You're going to have a certain type of perseverance that you're not going to sit there and let people fucking disrespect you, bro. I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling y'all. You need to get this shit in order, not necessarily because, oh, I want to get bitches. I need to get money to get to the gym. No, you're going to build a foundational of you're going to build character, man. And when you build character, people can't sit around and fucking make you a cartoon character. You understand? You're going to build your own character, not be a fucking cartoon character that society can pump it around and make you a fucking clown and do all this other fuck shit that they want you to do. Society wants to keep you fat, sad, broke, and dependent upon fuck shit. Okay? You depend on yourself. And you don't need no fucking chick by your side if you don't want it. I'm telling you, women is a luxury that comes along with the success. You bring them in when you want them, and then you kick them out when you want them. That's what I want y'all to do. I don't want you guys to sit there and be dependent on a woman's affection for you to be happy. A lot of you guys are there. Oh, my God, my girlfriend broke up with me. I don't know what to do. No, man, fuck that shit. I told y'all before, your satisfaction as a man comes from what you create, okay? Comes from your business, comes from your accolades, comes from building up your body. It comes from everything that you create is what makes you happy as a man. That's where you get your fulfillment, bro. And then a chick comes in and shares that with you. And then when she fucks up, you kick her to the curb. But a lot of you guys are more concerned with having a girlfriend and deriving your pleasure from fucking females. I'm telling you, that's fleeting. It's always going to lead you down the path of misery. Because what do we say on the show? You're never going to be sexually satisfied by one woman. You're going to continuously want more and more and more and more and more and more. So you can't get your pleasure from them. You got to get it from your own accomplishments, man. Okay? Accomplishments, right? Competence leads to accomplishments, which leads to confidence, and then from there you take that confidence and then you go out into the real world and people fucking respect you. Men, women, children, everybody else, and then you're able to build your kingdom from there, man. That's why self-improvement is so important, because it sets you up to win long-term with everything. Control your own mind, control your sanity, and no one can take that away from you. That's why I want you guys to get your pleasure from your own success. That's what's actually in your fucking control. Not these bitches, not society, not even your job, okay? your fitness, your mindset, your success, etc., starting your own business, that's in your control. All right, phone?
Well said.
All right,
let's go to article.
Yeah, man. All right, let's hit the phone lines.
You want the phone line? You want the article?
Read the article. Yeah, we'll read the article real fast. Rant's over. Sorry, guys.
That was a good rant. But quick recap. So Chris Brown's being sued for $20 million from this chick that basically said that he raped her on the back of Diddy's yacht. So, yeah. As you see here, academics covered the story. He says Chris Brown is subject of a $20 million lawsuit accusing him of drugging and raping a woman on a yacht parked beside Diddy's Miami home.
Stop the cap.
Exactly, cap. According to TMZ, the unidentified woman is a professional choreographer, a dancer, and claims that on December 30th, 2020, Brown lured her to Diddy's Star Island home via FaceTime and drugged her drink. She then claims to have felt a sudden unexplained change in consciousness.
Stop the cap.
So, I mean, bro.
She was just drunk.
$20 million? My thing is, I want him in jail if he actually did that to me versus the money. So, what do you think?
I had a couple girls message me and say, if you really got grape like that, you're not concerned with getting money. You're concerned with, like, getting them in jail.
Yeah. And $20 million? Come on now.
Yeah, that's just her attorney asking for a ridiculous amount so they can, they're gonna, you know what's gonna happen? She asked for a ridiculous amount so they can settle. She's gonna get a couple M's and be good. And the thing is, like, yo, look, she's an entertainer, bruh.
Dancer, choreographer, singer.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is.
Even Tory Lanez weighed in on this as well. There's another link here, Chris. Just real quick. Yeah, there you go. So Tory Lanez says, "You really need to leave my dog Chris Brown official alone and just let him be great. Every time he got some good shit going on, or he started album rollout, here's somebody come with some fake shit to drag him down. I've literally never seen the man be nothing but nice as fuck to his fans and peers. Let the GOAT be the GOAT. Facts." I have a comment to this one as well. And then there's one more. Yeah. So Chris Brown responded in stories saying cap himself.
That's
so I
great.
Think he was the first one to do the caps, Myron.
Oh, okay.
He did it before you.
Okay. But yeah, no, man. I mean, we actually met Chris Brown when we were in LA.
Delilah's.
He was a nice guy, bro. He was a very humble, nice guy. You wouldn't even think that was him, like the way he came across and everything.
But logically speaking, why does Chris Brown need to even
grow? Yeah.
He doesn't have to. Bro, he was here in a club, bro, in the club Live. Girls were like thirsting after this nigga, bro. He doesn't need to do any of that shit.
Yeah.
It's like, bro. Common sense, man. Common sense. Common sense.
Yeah,
he doesn't have loyal.
To. And mind you, he also reposted Griffey as well on his page.
Oh, okay.
Mad props to
Chris
Brown.
Shout out to our boy Long Beach Griffey, man.
All right,
okay, let's go.
Yep. Let's see. How do I hear? Yeah, man. Let Breezy be free, man. Let a nigga live life, man.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that it's not a criminal case is the biggest red flag. And this chick is an entertainer, etc., bro. Like, yo, anything for clout, bro. Real talk, man. And like I said, she's making a ridiculous amount just so that she can get something.
All right, we got 6359.
6359, what's up? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast.
What's your caller?
Talk about Chris Brown or whatever else you want to chat about.
Chat.
Have no fear, the Warner is here. Hey, what's
the
up,
Warner.
My brother Myron and my brother Fresh. Greetings of peace and blessings. I absolutely love your guys' content. Keep fearlessly pushing out the fucking truth. And remember, those who speak the truth have nothing to fear, nor will they ever grieve. And I want to share with you guys a quote that hopefully you guys could share with your guests, and hopefully it can open their eyes. Do you mind if I share that quote with you, brothers?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the quote is, "The truth is not what you want it to be. It is what it is. Either you bend to its power or live a lie." What do you guys think about that one?
No. Bro, say that one more time. So they got one more time. One more time, bro. That was profound. One more time.
The truth is not what you want it to be. It is what it is. Either you bend to its power or live a lie.
Yeah.
That's very true.
That's factual,
That's
bro.
Very true, man. Yeah. And honestly, a lot of these people are living a fucking lie, bro, and getting by.
Mm-hmm.
Because we live in a world nowadays that reinforces the bullshit lies. It reinforces the bullshit narrative. Like, unless you go searching for the truth, you're not going to find it. Another thing, too, I'll push it a step further. If you do go searching for the truth, they're going to tell you, whoa, what are you doing, bro? You're getting too close to this goddamn truth. You need to chill out. You know, that's when they start telling you you're a misogynist or you're sexist or you're an asshole. You got small dick energy. You're insecure. The closer you get to the truth, the stronger the shaming language gets. They try to say you're gay. You know what I'm saying? They'll do everything they can to try to discredit you when you start to bring out the truth. As French Montana said, you know, when you start, when the hate don't work, they start spreading lies.
And look, real talk, right? My feelings change from day to day. However, the truth is the truth. So no matter how I feel about the truth, it's going to be constant. So for me to say, oh, I feel this way, or should it be this way, or that way? No, the truth is the truth. That's what it really is, man.
Yep,
100%. And also, I was the guy with the $100 super chat. I also wanted to share with you guys a poetry in Arabic really quick, if you guys don't mind.
All right, just make it fast because we got a lot of people on the line.
Yeah, actually, really quick, really quick. Also, I want to say I also want to say I love my FNF family. You know, fresh and fit to the motherfucking death. And then quickly, I'm gonna recite some Arabic poetry for you guys.
أعوذ
بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Can I translate what it is I just said, brother?
Was that Surah Ikhlas or what? Which one? Which Surah was that one?
It was Surah Ikhlas. Yes, sir, my brother. Yeah. It was Surah Ikhlas. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. No, man. I think that's the shortest Surah in the Quran, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir. It is, my brother. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Translate it real quick for the people. Translate it for the people real quick. Go ahead.
So he is Almighty God, one and indivisible God, the sustainer needed by all. He has never had offspring, nor was he born, and there is none comparable to him.
Well said.
And I just wanted to share that with you guys really quick. I am the Warner, and I just wanted to know if you guys could give me a quick shout-out. You know, I just like to expose the different lies that have been told about the Almighty Creator, and I'm here to bring people the absolute truth, just like you guys are here bringing people the truth. And you guys inspired me to do what needs to be motherfucking done. You feel me?
Hey, man, what's up, bro. I love the energy, man. And, that was a beautiful recitation of Surah Al-Ikhlas. I was listening. I was like, oh, man, I feel like I'm back in the mosque. So, no, cool, man. That's awesome, bro. And shout out to you, man.
Go check out the channel. I am Warner.
Yeah.
I am the Warner. Is that it?
Yes, yeah, I am Warner. And thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you guys taking out the time to hear me out. And I hope you guys have a wonderful evening, my brother. And Fresh and Fit family, let's go! We're going to be unstoppable. They can never stop us. They can never stop us. We got the truth on our side.
I like it,
man. Yo, shout out to all our Muslim brothers out there, man. Yo, shout out to you, bro. Yeah, reciting a surah live on air. That's awesome.
I feel like I was in a mosque.
Yeah.
I used to go for the
Allah Akbar, man. God damn. All right, cool.
I got family in Maryland. They're all Muslim.
Oh, yeah.
I just sit there, I'll be in a corner like, what are these people saying?
All right. Yeah, no, I recognize it immediately. That's the shortest surah in the Quran. All right, cool. Who's next?
8256.
8256, go ahead.
Hey, bro, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, what's up, Fresh? What's up, Myron, bro?
Yo, what's up, man? Welcome.
Chilling, bro. How you doing?
I'm good, bro. I've been good, bro. First of all, I want to shout out to my fucking brother, Roderick, bro. He holding you all down over here in Dallas, bro. We've been looking at
Shout out to Rod, man.
That's the guy. Yep.
Bro. We creating a community over here, bro. Like, we went out uptown, bro. Like, bro, we was trying our game out, right? The night game, within 30 minutes, bro, I already hooked up with a girl. We kissed. You know, I was grabbing her booty. I was grabbing them titties. Bro, I hope I made you proud, my man, bro. I hope I made you proud, bro.
Yeah, no, man, that's great, bro. I'm glad that you were able to get out there and make some moves and, you know, conquer the night game, bro. Cause I mean, I'm a fan of night game, but, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Like, it's not as good as it used to be thanks to the pandemic, but hey, the fact that you're out there and you're making it happen, you know, anybody can figure out night game and get good at it. You know, it just takes a lot of practice and it's a little bit harder. I ain't gonna lie. Night game is playing the game on extra hard mode, but it's fantastic once you figure it out because it lets you basically have that, the autonomy to be able to like get girls on autopilot. You know what I'm saying? Because
bro,
if you can't get a girl with on Instagram or online, you could go ahead and go out.
Yeah, you should always be sourcing. So if you're practicing this at nighttime is awesome, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, within 30 minutes, bro, no lie, like, Roderick, my witness, bro. And I appreciate you, bro. Whenever I'm, like, stuck, I don't know what I'm going to do. I ask myself, why would Myron do, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey,
bro.
Man.
Look, like, you cool as fuck, bro. Y'all live, bro. And fuck the haters, bro. So, dude, he can suck a dick, bro. But love y'all. That's all I want to say, bro. Y'all take care, bro.
Oh, man. Shout out
yeah,
to you, man.
Bro. Love y'all, bro. Peace, bro.
I appreciate it, man.
Bro.
All right, man. All right. All right. Who's up next?
4693 is up next.
All right, 4693. Go ahead.
Area code 616, last four digits, 4693. You're up.
What's up, Big Boo on the mic? What's up, caller?
And
this nigga asleep.
Yeah.
Going once, going twice.
All right,
she gone.
Sold to who?
Sold to a feminist.
Last four digits, 5812.
5812, welcome to the show, brother
caller.
5812.
Oh, he has a playing.
Yeah, he has a playing in the background. Yo, turn your, you can hop in the back so that you can, because it's on delay.
Yeah.
And we don't hear the reverb.
Oh. Hello?
Yo.
Yo, what's up, man?
Welcome to the show, bro.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you, man. We got you. Just make sure you turn it down in the background. What's up?
Okay, thanks. Yeah, appreciate you guys, man. You guys are really inspiring, man. You guys definitely motivated me to get right in all areas of my life, financially, physically, and stuff like that. So just want to say God bless you guys. Always praying for you guys' success and whatnot. I also had a quick question.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, oh, so, all right, what would you guys suggest for, you know, best way to increase income right now?
Yeah, anything online, bro. Honestly speaking, bro, like, think about this, right? A lot of money made now is online because, once again, this whole bear bug going around, and then, like, for example, brick-and-mortar businesses are suffering because of, you know, people not going outside, stuff like that. So I would say e-commerce is one. You could also do YouTube, Twitch. You could also do, like, thing with crypto is you got to have money to invest, though. So I wouldn't say crypto per se.
Yeah.
But what are you good at? Like, if you can put it online or kind of like, oh, you know what? eBay. I had a friend, right?
eBay.
He had no skills per se, but he had a lot of junk in his house. What he would do is he'll go on eBay, sell his stuff, and his whole garage made him, like, I think, like, $10,000. So, like,
wow.
Just having stuff in your house that you don't use that you want to put on eBay could make you a lot of money as well. And then from there, you just go buy more stuff. And there's a whole economy of buying stuff cheap and then selling it for a higher price online. You could do that as well. But the thing is, like, work
so
from
like,
home, move my creative space online will give you more time and also as well money that can be like made, in, you know, like this. So that's what I would say.
Okay. Appreciate it. So like flipping basically.
Pretty much.
Okay. Appreciate it. And then also one quick question. I just want to know you guys' perspective on like, not like, cause this, the lady in the green who was on you guys' show one time, she was talking about it. I guess, like, more of, like, the state of the world and, like, you know, one world order and stuff like
oh,
that. Perhaps,
oh,
like, what do you mean?
Yeah. You mean the thoughts on, like, new world order?
Yeah, and, like, you know, the way the state of the world is going in terms of, like, COVID and restrictions, vaccine mandates, and all that nonsense.
He wants the conspiracy theories.
Yeah, it's all about control, man. I mean, me and Chris talk about it all the time behind the scenes because we love conspiracy because there's a lot of truth in conspiracy. But regarding the whole New World Order, it's just basically about control. So control means that we control the food, we control the money, we control, you know, how you maneuver, what you can do. And if you think about it, there's cameras being built everywhere. There's your phone. There's like a human tracker. They want to put chips inside of you as well. So it's all about control. My thing is, though, like, understand that you can't change this course of action. What you can do is change how you live life and help people around you. So that being said, there's a whole agenda being made for us regarding what we see, what we can do, what we're influenced by. And your job is to not be influenced by forces outside of your family and, you know, what you know to be the truth. Once you know what your truth is, you know wholeheartedly that this is the truth and the way to go. Don't bend to these people in the media or, like, you know, telling you to follow this path that you don't know. And I would just say, at the end of the day, man, if you have a, if you believe in a creator, you know, follow your creator.
Yeah.
Because that's to me the true way out of this. Because let's real, right? Life is temporary. You're here for a period of time, and then you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
The whole test is to understand, hey, my life on Earth, what did I do to add value and help other people? So that's the main thing.
Amen. Appreciate it. That's a sermon. And Myron, what's your take on like on that and also like Christianity as well?
I mean, in general, man, you already kind of see what's going on with the world in general. You know, I mean, you know, feminism is here. It ain't going nowhere. The family unit is going to continue to disintegrate, and we're going to continue to kind of have this hookup culture going on. And, you know, some people might blame us and say, well, you guys continue to perpetuate it. Bro, we ain't changing nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's never going to go back to the 50s. These chartons, you know, keep saying we need, you know, to go back to the 1950s where women wore blouses and men went outside and worked. And those days are fucking done, bro. It ain't changing. You know what I'm saying? Women fought really hard for feminism and equality. And you're fucking crazy if you think that they're going to give any of that up. So it ain't changing. Mm-hmm. It's going to continue to deteriorate in the West in general. And, you know, every society's got to collapse. I don't know how long it's going to be until the Western world does. But in general, you know, you need families
like
are the
Roman
backbone
fall.
Of any type of stable economy. And, you know, we've seen that go down significantly since the 1960s. So it is what it is, man. I mean, you know, just as our boy Aaron Clary says, who will be here actually in February, enjoy the decline, my friends. You know what I'm saying? If anything, this is where you start to really build your wealth so that you can become, you can leave if you need to. You know what I'm saying?
Back. Amen.
So that's really what it is, man. But, we got a bunch of other people on the line.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right,
God
man.
Bless you guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling in.
Great discussion.
Later.
All right.
Thanks
so much. Who's up next? And then
We got 3206.
All right, 3206. Go ahead.
What's up, caller?
Yo, what up? You guys hear me?
Got you.
Yes, sir.
All right, what up, FNF? Shout out to y'all. Just want to give a quick bio about myself. I'm 31 years old, 6 foot black man. I live in Icon, actually, down the street from you guys, so shout out.
Yay,
I make
cool.
500 I make 500K a year, but question for Fresh specifically. I work in a dry field, but I'm trying to get clicked up in Miami night culture. What moves do you suggest?
Okay, my friend. So you got money, right, bro? So off rip, you can do things that most people can't do, and your best bet to become cool with a promoter. Now, do you go out at all or just stay home for the most part?
I might try to go out, but, I mean, the place that I see you hit up, I do space and some shit. I do like Do Not Sit on the Furniture, but I've never been to these clubs that I see you at.
You go to space?
Oh, bro, I love fucking space. What do you mean?
You be on drugs then?
I haven't done drugs in a long time, but you know, it's something that I may have dabbled in.
Listen, man, if you're in space, my friend, you're on something, because that shit's wild, bro.
Those girls are crazy.
Not only that,
hey, Miami Music Week is coming up soon. Miami Music Week is coming up soon. Are you going to be doing any events for that?
Well, we're going to be having, like, this is my plan for Fresh and Fit, just so you know, in Miami. So we're going to have monthly a party at Vendome, which is, like, one of the best clubs in Miami right now, once a month at least. And then we're going to have a yacht party. Maybe twice a month. It's going to be a bunch of girls and maybe like 10 guys max. So it'll be like 21 girls and like 10
guys. Sounds like a good networking opportunity.
Exactly. It's going to be only people that are part of family or high-profile people like millionaires, people like that. Then I think for now that's going to be it, but that's kind of what Fresh and Fit will do. But that being said, if you want to go out and make something happen, you're going to understand what your goal is. Is your goal to like network? Is it to like meet people to – show them your business. Like, you gotta figure out what your goal is. Once you figure that out,
I love how you phrase it like that, because it's multifactorial. I want to do the recreation, but I also want to find some people that you know, have some money or are willing to make some moves. Because I feel like right now I'm a bit solitary, because my business, you know, I have my own business, but I can do a lot of it on my own.
So here's the problem: in space, bro, people are not there to do business. They're there to get lit. I'll be on drugs and just have a good time.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear shit.
Space is garbage, bro.
However,
I don't know why you go there.
Exactly.
It's always filled with dudes, bro. The fuck?
No, mind you.
It's trash.
That's
mind
true.
You. That's I go to, bro, like, there's millionaires, crypto guys there, guys that do e-commerce, guys that do, you know, taxes. There's guys that have businesses that go to those places because they want to have a good time as well. However, you got to sit there and talk to them, right? And then they see you pop a bottle. Wait, who are you? What do you do? Oh, boom, boom, boom. So my thing is, bro, you need to go to dedicated places where people are going to be. Venom is a good one. Another one is a Live Story. And then I would say if you want to actually get a more one-on-one, you could go to like you could go to
But you like techno music, right?
I mean, I like it. I like EDM. I'm a huge fan of EDM, but I like hip hop. I mean, you know, I mean, I like.
I'm a big fan of EDM too, bro. But Space is fucking garbage. God damn, that shit trash. I mean, you could put 11, but I would just say, look, bro, right? Your main goal here, bro, is to network and meet people of status. So just going out, like for example, if you go, let's say tonight, right? I'll go to Vendome. Vendome, there's gonna be people there of all cultures and races because it's Friday. They're either flying in or they're not. But if they got a table, there's somebody at least to some degree. And at that point, if they're not, they're probably a promoter. Hey, man, I'm new in town. My name's so-and-so. Good to meet you. You know, what's the vibe here like? Boom, boom. And, like, I would say start a conversation with people at tables. And then from there, find out who they are, what they do. Hey, man, you know, this is what I do. And see if you can add value in that way. And then he might say to you, hey, you know what, bro? I got a table tomorrow. Come chill with us. Or, like, yo, what's your Instagram? Let's connect. So I would just say, bro, just get out there. Forget Space for now. Go to different spots. See what they're about, and then see what value you can add to them as well. And that's it.
At Space, you're going to get fucking drugged up tourists 99% of the time,
bro. Like,
that's what you're going to get. You're going to be doing coke on the fucking dance floor and shit. Like, it's just like, wow. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Myron's
you're
going to
be around people
there.
Like, what was that?
I said, Myron's clearly been there at least once.
Yeah, I've been there so many times, bro, and I'm just like, yo, why am I here? This place is trash. You know, because I'm very anti-drug, so that shit, like, bothers me. And then just on top of that, it's like I look around and I'm like, yo, there's mad dudes here. There's no chicks. Everyone is doing weird shit, like doing coke on a dance floor and shit. Like, yo, I'm out. Like, this is a loser's breeding fest. Like, I'm out.
And dude,
so
thing is,
and you gotta pay to get in. Like, it's garbage.
Just at that point, bro. When I go to party, I don't drink. I don't smoke. Right. So I'm looking to see who's in a room and what they're about. And anyone wants to see that, all right, cool. How can I meet this person? Like last night I was at Booba Chat, right? I met Bitcoin Rodney. Super successful guy, multimillionaire off of Bitcoin, right? And what I saw was he was on stage, right? Vibe, have a good time, throw money with a girl, whatever, right? I said, okay, cool. I met the DJ beforehand, so I know DJ. Yo, bro, plug me in with Bitcoin Rodney. Boom, he came over, we met, boom, boom. We may do a collab in the future. I say that to say, bro, like, go with deliberate purpose. Don't go willy-nilly, hey, I'm just going to sit here and like, nah. See who's in a room, see who you can network with, and make it a purpose to make it happen. Don't go there and get drunk and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get lit. Bro, if you're drunk.
Yeah, because then when you do meet them, you're going to smell like alcohol.
Yes.
You're going to be slurring your words. You're going to look stupid. You know what I'm saying? And they're not going to want to take you serious. So if you're going to go out to network, you got to go out to network for real and not be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
No, I mean, you know what? I really appreciate it. That was an incredible bit of value because, you know, I've been going out for a long time, never with an intentional mindset like Fresh just mentioned about literally scoping out the room. That's next level.
Yeah. And you're not going to be able to scope out the room if you're, you know, hawked up on fucking coke or alcohol, bro. So, like, you gotta go there pretty much. I honestly, if you're going to go out to network, I say don't drink at all. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what's funny?
And be sharp. Because if you go and you're slurring your words, they're going to look at you like, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga? Like,
uh-oh, retard alert.
And you're going to shoot yourself in the foot.
A lot of guys you see in the club sometimes, they don't even drink. Actually, funny story, the owner of Vendome, right? I went there, I was with a promoter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw his table, and the promoter went to go meet the owner of Vendome, and he said, hey, do you want a drink? I said, no, bro, I don't drink. He said, me too. I said, oh, what do you do? Oh, I own this club. Oh, I come around all the time. Come sit with us. And we became good friends off of that one interaction. And guess what? He doesn't drink alcohol at all.
Yeah.
So he's always vigilant, watching the whole room to see who's in there. So once again, man.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, there's nothing wrong with having a drink in your hand, maybe water or some shit like that, make it look like it's a vodka soda. But because some people, I'll be honest, some people just won't trust you if you don't drink.
Yeah.
But they don't have to know what's in your cup. And honestly, you want to stay – if you're out to network, bro, you want to stay sharp because you only get one chance to make a first impression. You never get a second chance. So, you know, showing up smelling like fucking booze and sweaty and weird and awkward and slurring your words, that's not the wave, bro. They're not going to take you serious.
Even the big guy here in Miami, Dave Grootman, he's very socially aware. He's very too crazy, but he has a good time. So,
yeah, so it's that fine balance, man. But anyway, we got to hit the phone lines back, man. I hope you that helped.
Let me just say one thing to you guys. I appreciate it. This sounds like an actual phone call, so I really appreciate you guys giving me that feedback. I'd love to find a way to connect with you guys if possible.
Bro,
so if that's possible, you guys let me know.
Fresh Prince CEO, send me what's your Instagram?
I have to hit you up on the side. It's my whole
phone. We'll talk on the side, bro.
Hey, and excellent. I think
thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
It's Doc Hancock, right?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the $200 super chat, by the way, bro.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Oh,
yeah,
dude. It's the cheese, man. It's the cheese. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it, bro. All right,
yeah,
I appreciate it.
You know what I'm going to do, bro? I'm going to do a breakdown on
what's
my
up?
Channel on Networking 101. I got y'all, man. I'm gonna do it. Fuck it. I'm gonna just do it.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, man. All right, man. Later. Okay, and then, yo, we're going to kill the Twitch stream, guys, so go ahead and go on Fresh and Fit if you guys want to continue on with the show. And on Twitter, okay, check us out on Fresh and Fit YouTube. All right,
28009.
All right, what's your caller?
009.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Yo, what's up, bro? All right, so I'm 18. Me and my mom just moved to Texas, but my girlfriend still lives in Cali. Should I move back to Cali for my girlfriend or stay in Texas with my mom and get another girl?
You trolling, bro. You're trolling, my guy. Is that a real question?
Yeah, that's a real question, bro.
Take it away.
Yo, no, bro. Just get another girl where you're at and build that empire where you are, man. Don't go back for no bitch, bro. Don't be stupid. All right?
But, like, what if she's, like, super submissive and, like, obsessive?
And if she's super submissive, she would have moved her ass with you.
What if she has strict parents?
Hey, man.
Bro, if she's really into you, bro, and you move to friggin', I don't know, Dubai. Hey, babe, I miss you. I want to be with you.
I mean, you could keep her like in the rotation and talk to her and, you know, see her every few weeks and shit, but, bro, you need to start sourcing other girls.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, bro, that girl that's back home, wherever you're at, bro, has other dudes in her rotation. So, bro, don't wait for her, bro. Oh, wait, who's on? Is that your boy in the background?
Yeah.
See, he's telling you too, bro. Don't be a pussy.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, bro, it's time to move on, my friend. If you want to keep talking to her, that's cool. You know, have her come every few months or some shit and hang out with you.
Yeah.
But you ain't going to make her your serious girlfriend when she lives in another state, my friend.
Anyway,
you're 18?
Yeah.
He wants to rent a
he's
room.
Stupid. What the fuck you doing taking bitches serious, bro? Fucking idiot. Like, you need to be out here, like, working on yourself, nigga. What the fuck are you doing at 18 trying to take a bitch serious? Are you fucking dumb?
For real, bro.
The fuck?
Yeah.
This nigga out here like, she's in another state though, blah, blah, blah. No, bro, no, fucking no.
Then move back to be with her?
And today is her?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Leave my mom? Yo.
Stupid.
Yo, you at this age, like, you need to focus on yourself, bro. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't think you guys understand that in today's day and age, as a guy, if you get married young, you're going to get punished for it, bro.
Bro.
What the fuck are you doing?
Your time.
Yo. Honestly, and some people get mad when I say this shit, but I'm going to say it anyway. Oh, my God, Myron, you're so extreme. All right, we'll go suck a dick and watch somebody else then. Honestly, if you're not, I think you shouldn't get married unless you're 35, have a 50 lay count at least, make six figures a year, have at least 6 months of savings in the bank, and you're in shape in the gym. And the reason why I say that is because you're going to be able to command attention and respect from a majority of women. And then when you command that respect, guess what happens? They fall into line, and they don't give you a hard time. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a basic prerequisite so that you can get most modern-day women in line, bro, because most of these modern women are taught to not respect male authority, bro. So you have to almost overcompensate, right, for the lack of the inadequate respect from the general woman. This is not, you know, the Middle East. This is not Eastern Europe. This is not fucking South America where women naturally have a respect towards men. In the United States and Western countries in general, women do not respect men on a balance of probabilities. If you meet 10 bitches, 8 of them are going to be like, we don't need men. They're going to have this stupid-ass mindset that men are useless, which is fine. You know, that's why you have them for recreational use only. But that is terrible for having a real relationship. So you're dumbass at 18, don't have any of this prerequisite experience. You're going to go ahead and shack up with some bitch. She could leave you at any time, bro. And guess who suffers when you marry a chick or take her serious in the West? Men do. You have way more to lose when you take a chick seriously as a man, bro. You're not old enough. You don't have the experience. You don't have the sexual experience. You don't have the confidence yet. Like, you haven't built, you haven't become yet. Okay?
And also, just add to that point as well, the moves that you need to make at a young age, she might hold you back and say, babe,
facts.
I don't like that. You're coming home too late. I don't like you going to these meetings because you don't have time for me. And you're going to literally, like, try to appease her and lose what you're trying to do in the process. And that's going to kill you, bro, in the future.
Women are risk-averse, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, like you got to understand that men play to win, women play to not lose. I'm going to say that again. Men play to win, women play to not lose, okay? So at this point in your life, at 18 years old, This is where you need to take the risks, because you're young enough where if you fuck up, it's okay. You still have time to, you know, recorrect your situation and get yourself back on track. But having a girlfriend is going to keep you from taking potential risks, and it is going to hold you back to a degree. You guys want to know why I'm so successful at this point in my life at 31? It's because I never let women dictate how the fuck I move, ever. At 18 years old, I wasn't asking dumbass questions like this. Oh, should I have my girl move in or should I go back? Blah, blah, blah. Fuck no. Hell no, bro. Never, ever, ever, okay? Change the course of your life over a bitch. Never. Oh, let me move to college because of her. No. Yo, let me move my estates because of her. No. Yo, let me have her move into my place. No. Yo, I'm going into the military. Let me marry this bitch so she gets benefits. Fuck no. You young niggas are stupid, bro. Don't do this shit. Because I'm telling you, it's going to come back to bite you in the ass, because women have all the leverage when you get in a serious relationship with them. And a lot of you guys don't have the experience to deal with these bitches. You niggas are trying to fight the final boss without the final weapons.
And you know the best part? That singer that you're worried about right now, bro, I'm telling you, if you work on yourself, you become a better man, you make money, you become a better person overall, you got to find way better chicks down the road. Way better. I'm telling you, bro.
Yo, you can't afford to fuck up in the West with women nowadays, bro. There's the consequences are way too grave. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to get off this phone. You're going to call that bitch. You're going to tell her, we're no longer dating seriously, but you can come here every, you know, couple weeks. You're going to go out and you're going to talk to other girls, and then you're going to work on whatever the hell you're doing, whether it's your job, college, et cetera, and you're going to focus on getting your money up so that you can help your mom, okay, and build a life for yourself out there in Texas.
There you go.
And there's no state income tax in Texas, so you should be able to net quite a bit more money from than you did when you were in California, all right? So get the fuck off the phone, call that bitch,
record
break
it,
up with her, and then you move on, all right?
All right.
On God.
Thank you. All right, bro. Thanks.
Peace, nigga.
All right, man. Later. Cool.
All right.
I feel like I'm talking to my little brother, bro. I got a little brother his age. So.
you know he's going to Cali, right?
Yeah.
He's going back, right? He's going back ASAP.
I hope not, bro.
Right, he's these niggas.
He's like, fuck these niggas. I love her. I'm going back.
Girl.
Fuck these niggas. They're misogynists.
Love can conquer all.
Love can conquer all, right?
Yeah, 9125.
Yo, 9125. What's up?
Baby. Yo, what's up, guys?
Yo, what up? And yo, guys, before we answer this question, yo, like the goddamn video. I think there's only what? How many likes we got?
1.3.
Yo, 1.1. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Get us to 3,000 likes at least, guys. Get the engagement up. All right, go ahead, bro. What's your question or comment?
Hey, bro, I want to say I love you. I'll be quick. I'm a little worried about your Jordan Peterson interview, just given his stature and the fact that he's very slick and intellectual. I think you just got to tread carefully, be respectful, but you know he's totally blue pill. And he's going to come at you with some crap about you're not living a meaningful life, all this other shit. And that's one thing. I want you guys to be prepared for that, because, you know, he married his high school sweetheart like one year. Like he doesn't have any experience on that front, but he believes he does. So just
no,
be careful.
And here's the thing, bro.
He's a very
here's
smart
the thing.
Guy.
We when we do our interviews, we do it in a way where we don't necessarily challenge our guests, bro. I know some people like to be confrontational with their guests. I think that's extremely unprofessional to do that. And, you know, when we do in our interviews to expose you guys to another content creator, not to sit there and challenge them and make them feel awkward and shit. Like,
right.
Like, that's not how we personally do business. I think that's a terrible way of conducting interviews. I know some people do that shit, but we would never do that to a guest. And honestly, even if we have conflicting views, I'm not going to sit here and argue with a guest. Like, that's just dumb.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say he's blue pill. I'd just say he's chosen to take a different path. He understands the whole dynamic of men and women, though. So I wouldn't say he's blue pill per se, but he's definitely on, you know, purple side, if anything.
Yeah, it's, you know, he believes in traditional relationships. You know what I'm saying? Which in my opinion, right, with the day this
we wish.
The way the sexual marketplace is now, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
That's the ideal. Like what he talks
That's
about
perfect.
Is the ideal.
That's perfect.
You know what I'm saying? If women were out here not being 304s and, you know, guys can go ahead and get access to a stable relationship, whatever, that is the ideal. But the issue is this. Feminism has destroyed that. So how are you going to operate now? Well, you got to operate how I told the young guy earlier. You got to get your experience up. You got to marry later on in life. You have to have your money on point. You need to basically become an autonomous man first and then bring the woman into your kingdom versus before. You know, you could have built with a woman 20, 30, 40 years ago, but those days are kind of gone now, man. Like, can you still build a woman now? Absolutely. She comes from a good household, et cetera.
But to find her?
Yeah.
And the likelihood that she actually wants to just be with you?
The risks, the risks are too high to play that game. So I say, you know what?
Be on alert.
Be on alert. And a lot of people get mad. Oh, my God. Who hurt you? You guys thought all women are evil. Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, if you guys watch the Flagrant interview, this is something that was a point of contention where we said guys need to be on defense. And they're saying, well, that's not true, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is that, you know, with all due respect to Andrew and Akash, they're not in the sexual marketplace anymore. They're not dating modern-day women. You know, Akash married his girl that he lost his virginity to.
One girl.
Yeah, Andrew has just got married himself. And he's a successful comedian, 6'3". Like, come on, man. Like, multimillionaire. Yeah. Like, the rules don't apply to you guys because you guys are gross anomalies. So for the general guy, you need to play on defense. You need to play on defense because you have far more to lose when you get into a relationship. And unfortunately, women are no longer traditional. However, they expect you to be traditional. So Jordan Peterson's mindset, I agree that that is the ideal way to get into a relationship. You and your girl basically coming into the relationship with no bodies so that you guys can both imprint each other. Fantastic. But those days are done, man. They don't make that material cloth anymore.
Look, I didn't want to come across. I want you to be respectful. Call him Dr. Peterson, all that. I hope that didn't mistranslate. I just, you know.
No. Yeah, but we're not going to argue with him is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like we're going to ask him questions. Let him say what he wants to say. And that's it.
Yeah.
He might challenge us, but it's okay. All right.
But note his Hafiz, and, you know, I forget who that guy's name is, but Rolo talked about him at Hafiz interview where he's like, they're right, you're wrong. Women are right, you're wrong. Like, that's where he's coming from. And
that's fine.
I love him, but he's Kim Poe's sleight of hand. He's a psychoanalyst. Like, so just, you know, I would just say, you know, guys, just be on point like you were. You know, you usually are, and maybe talk.
Yeah, we'll
to
see. He's busy that week,
prepared.
Though. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
you know
we'll
what I'm
see.
Saying? He's very busy that week when he comes into Miami. So we'll see what happens. It may happen, may not.
Okay,
you never...
well,
so,
I
but no, thank you,
you
for the.
I wish you all the best of luck.
Call.
And watch out for, you know, I hate to say this, watch out for his daughter because she's going to have a chip on her shoulder after that Rolo interview. And, and of course, being a single mother. So,
right, no
she
problem.
Comes in and she's going to be in his ear.
All right, Colin. Thank you. All right, man.
Yeah, he cares, man. That's why I call in and ask saying that. So
yeah, sure.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Tell them. 10:40.
You triggered my trap card.
So
peanut butter.
Hello.
What's up, man?
What's up, Colin?
Chris, can you switch the camera angle there, Dan? It's been on this thing forever.
I'm doing things on the side. There you go.
All right. I'm doing things on the side, aka.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah. What's up, man?
Yes,
go ahead.
Sir. Get the girls out here, man. Oh, the girls are here. Okay.
Hey. So. I wanted to start buying rental properties this year.
Yeah.
I want to use my for my first one. I want to use it for I want to use the FHA loan and the house tax. But
yeah.
After the fact, how would you say I would go about buying more if I want to buy it like this year or next year? Would I have to use like OPM or would you
all
guys
right,
suggest
this is
another thing?
All right, here's a foolproof plan. For everybody out there that wants to get into real estate, we got Roger in-house as well, so perfect question. So you don't have a lot of capital, right? What you're going to do is you're going to take that FHA loan. You take 3.5% down, right? And what I think what's best, of course, this isn't financial advice. This is what I would do if I was in that situation, right, is you take that 3.5%, put it down on that first house. That first house should be either a duplex, triplex, or fourplex. And the reason why is because you're going to have your tenant offset the mortgage. Because remember, you're only putting 3.5% down, right? So since you're putting down so little, the mortgage is going to be high. And you're going to have to pay PMI, something called
private mortgage insurance,
PMI, right? Because if you don't put 20% or more down, you got to pay PMI. So your mortgage is going to be fairly expensive. So if you buy a single-family home on with a FHA loan, your mortgage is going to be high. So what I think the best thing to do personally is I would get as many doors as I could. So if I could get a fourplex, that's better because now you have more doors, which means you could collect rent from multiple people, which will offset that mortgage. Ideally, you'd like to break even or make a little bit of a profit, okay, on that first house when you put 3.5% down. You got to live in it for a year. Do not commit mortgage fraud. Live in it for a year, all right? After you live in it for a year, you're gonna go ahead, and in that time, remember, you've been living rent-free for a year. You should save some capital and be able to put a down payment on another house. Now, if you have capital to put 25% down, do that. If you don't, then put another 3.5% down on an FHA loan and then move into that next property. And then that house that you were just in, you put a tenant into that spot that you lived in, bam, now you're going to cash flow extremely positive. Because remember, you were making a little bit of money before or breaking even. But now that you're getting out, you're going to be able to put another tenant there, charge them more, they pay your mortgage off, and you're going to be cash flowing pretty nice. Now, when you move it to your second property, also make that a multiple residence property as well. so that you can go ahead and collect more rent from more doors. The more doors, the better. And with a residential loan, you can have up to 4 units in there, okay? And then once you move into that second one, collect rent again. And then at this point, after the second house, you should have enough capital to put a full 25% down payment on the second one so you don't have to move into it. Because every time you do FHA loan, you got to move into the property. But you just keep leapfrogging that strategy, and you'll be good. And you can have up to what? How many FHA loans?
4, I believe.
4. Or Roger, how many?
Unless it changed, Roger.
Oh, 4?
Yeah, 4.
Okay.
4.
Shout out to Roger in the back. But, Roger, you have anything you want to add to that?
Well, hello, Mo is dealing with the girls right now.
Okay.
He
said that he nailed it.
Okay.
Nailed it. All right, caller.
Does that help?
Yeah, that helps really a lot. And one more thing. Shout out to my brother, Justin. Fuck you. I want some bring me some snow bunnies when you come to California. And that's about it.
Yeah, all man. Right. So that's the game with real estate, my friend. So get that first FHA. Once you get that first property, bro, you're going to be in a very good position. And, oh, I forgot to mention, you can also do a cash-out refinance after 6 months if you built enough equity in the house after living in it for a bit. So that's also going to be extremely helpful. And remember, that cash-out refinance is a non-taxable event. You pull equity out of the house, it's your money. You know what I'm saying? Then you can use that money to put a down payment on another house. That way you don't have to live in it because – trust me, you probably don't want to move after the second or third house that you buy with an FHA loan.
Yeah.
So you're probably going to want to put that 25% down to get into that property versus putting in, you know, that 3.5% and having to move in. And most banks nowadays, I'm saying 25%. Some banks will give you 20%. But most of them nowadays with, you know, with COVID and all this other bullshit, they're risk averse. They're going to tell you, hey, you need to put 25% down. So it's up to you how you want to do it. But the first property, go ahead and do an FHA.
All right, caller.
All right, sounds good. Where would you suggest I buy first? Right now, I live in California, so you suggest maybe going to
Texas,
Nevada,
Arizona, Florida.
Texas,
Arizona, Florida. Three best in Nevada. Three, I would say 4 best markets. Roger, anything else you could think of? Colorado as well.
Okay.
No, I can't hear you. But yeah, Colorado's a great market. We could turn. Yo, can you unmute his mic?
Oh,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing with the girls right now.
So. Okay, so yeah. Those are 4 good markets right there. So yeah, Texas, Arizona, Florida, Colorado.
All right, caller, thank you.
All right, sounds good.
Peace.
All right, let's get this before Super Chats. 6878.
What's up, 6878?
What's up, caller?
Someone said,
and I want to let you guys know that I think you're a bunch of misogynists.
Awesome.
All right.
Yeah. No, I'm just fucking with you. I think you guys are doing good work.
Damn it. Damn it, man. I was excited for a second.
No, I watch you guys all the time, your day shows, your night shows, and I just wanted to say you guys are doing a great job. I messaged Chris the other night, but he answered back, but I didn't get to talk to you guys, so I figured I'd call in. I ended up sending some bits on Twitch, and then I subbed to your channel on YouTube just now, but it wouldn't let me send a super chat in, so I don't know what's wrong with that. Yeah, but no, I just want to let you guys know that you're good and kind of get your hopes up and tear them down.
Thanks, man. We appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thanks for calling into the show, my friend.
Yo, we need to see you at the 1 million sub party.
Yes.
That's where we need to see you, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, do you guys know when that's happening?
Well, when we hit 1 million subs, my friend. I mean, right now we don't know when it's gonna be, but hey,
we're gonna once we hit like 950k, we're gonna start planning it out. We'll start having like a strategy, but we're gonna get a mansion party going for sure. Probably
have
some
we are chasing by then, you know.
Awesome. Right. Anyway, good luck, guys. Keep grinding.
Well, we don't
keep
that
the herd
beforehand.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with.
All right, man. Thanks for calling
later,
in. Yo, guys. By the way, there's 3,300 of you guys in here right now on YouTube alone. So do me a favor. We only got 1.7k likes, guys. Giving you a lot of sauce, man. We're talking about real estate, making money, getting girls, not being a simp. What else did we talk about? New world orders.
You could be a hater and get some value from this shit, man.
Chris Brown.
Man.
Like, yeah, man. We got y'all with everything, bro. We literally, bro. Like, this is the number one men's podcast in the fucking world. We give you guys so much value.
You know
so
what I want?
Goddamn video.
I want y'all to spam Chris Brown in this video. That's what I want y'all to do. Spam him in this video. There you go.
Shout out to Chris Brown. He ain't do it. That chick is a fucking cloud chaser.
Let's go with these
right,
3 and 2.
He's innocent.
8069.
8069, welcome to the show.
Yo, assalamu alaikum, Mandy. Morgan from the UK.
Alaykum salam. Shout out to the UK, man.
Yo.
Boop, 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 boop.
You must sound hot.
Yo, big man Ting. So obviously, you had a few after hours this week with, like, pretend Muslims, you know, like, chicks married to a Muslim guy, chicks who claim to be Muslim, even though she didn't have the goddamn prayers. You had a couple more liberal ones on, like, Middle Eastern Mari must have had a field day with them on her killings this week. You know,
he
so,
did.
But, bro, it got me thinking. I just saw what my question relates to, right? Got me thinking about how much more liberal and secular a lot of Western Muslims have become. If I was to ever get married, which, I mean, it's a long way away from me, but if I was to ever, much like you, Myron, I would go to, like, the Middle East or North Africa. But I'm worried, what I'm worried about is I'm starting to see the seeds of liberalism and feminism creeping its way into those countries. It's very subtle, but it's kind of heading in that direction. So I wanted to ask, from what you're seeing, do you think Islamic values in the Middle East can stand firm and hold its ground from these leftist ideas and values, or do you think we're too far gone and ultimately these countries will succumb to the same fate as these Western countries are?
UAE, gone. Kuwait is getting there. And Saudi Arabia, I think, is going to stay, you know, 10 toes down. But you know, it is what it is. Like, you know, regardless, even if you find a chick that's a little bit westernized in these countries, she's still going to be better off than, you know, like, you know, being here. So
the laws, too.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
No worries, my man.
Cool, bro. All right, cool. 2505.
All right. 2505. Welcome to the show. Guys, like the video, by the way, man. Get us up to at least 3K likes, goddammit.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up, bro? Hey, man, Fresh and Fit family. What's up, everybody? Thanks, Myron. Thanks, Fresh. Thanks, Chris. You know, I appreciate what you guys do and what you're doing. You know, the shit's awesome. Fucking, I'm going to go to the Philippines in a couple months, bro, and go meet up with this chick I've been talking to on an app. And she's 24. She's saying she's real traditional, you know, doing all that, like, stuff. I know that's a little old, but.
Hold on.
You know,
before you go further, bro, did you ever see her on FaceTime?
No, yeah. No, check it out. I talk to her on FaceTime all the time. I told her to give me all her passwords to all her social media and everything. She gave me everything, bro. I have it all hooked through my phone. But I'm just going to go meet with her and see. I'm not going to, like, rush it, but I'm going to go pursue that. You know what I'm saying? That's looking like what I'm going to do. And I'm going to start a family with a chick from outside the country, bro, just like you guys were saying. Like, that's a good idea. Bro, I'm not even playing. Like, I'm going to go do that.
Well, here's the thing, man. Bruh. You got to – you're rushing, man. Yo, don't –
Don't be like me.
Yeah, don't be –
Stupid.
You're going to have to vet her, man, for a significant amount of time before you fucking –
No, I feel that I'm gonna bet her for sure. I'm gonna go out there and meet her family,
you
check everything out.
You ain't gonna bet her. You gonna go over there. Okay, baby, let's do this.
Marry me.
You're
the best man I ever had in my life. I love you.
Here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing.
I love you.
The negative with dealing with, like, third world bitches is that they're gonna give you that facade.
Yeah.
Right? Right. They're gonna give you that super strong femininity, blah blah blah, all that other shit because you could take care of them, bro. At least with Western women, they kind of keep it 1,000 with you. Like, hey, motherfucker, I don't need your money. I'm a strong, independent woman. So you kind of know what the hell's going on. But these chicks, they'll fuck with you. They'll get married. And then once they get that ring, they could destroy you. So just keep that in mind. And you better not bring her back to the States, my friend. All right?
I'm going to go live out there for a little bit. I was checking it out. Things are way cheaper out there, bro. So, like.
No. Yeah, no.
Bro, Philippines is very cheap.
But what
if she's a lady boy? You don't even know, bro. Yo, my guy.
That's why I'm saying,
my friend, right? Because, look, she may be perfect. She may be the one. I'm telling you right now, right, bro? You don't know that. So what you should do, talk to multiple. So when you get there, if she plays games or she's not about it, cool. I didn't waste my 4 or 5 months talking to this chick. There's other chicks that I hit up from before as well.
Yeah.
I can go see 4 or 5 chicks. That way I'm not stuck on this one chick. Bro. Right now you got one-itis.
Yeah, I'll tell you this too, man. Just it's fine what you're gonna do. You want to go out there, you want to talk to her, that's fine. Just go talk. Just have a couple other girls there. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, bro. Because I'm telling you, she's gonna be able to feel the one-itis when you meet up with her. All right.
Also, watch 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah. So just be careful, man. Like, when you go out there, you know, obviously be careful.
Yeah.
And then you know, while you're out there, do not make your girlfriend You date that chick for like a year, bro, before you give her the title of your serious girlfriend. And then number two, make sure you go and hang and have other women out there as well, bro. I'm telling you. All right? Don't get finessed.
No, I agree. Yeah, I already knew that if things weren't that good with her, like, I was going to – I just turned 30 this week, bro.
Okay, and what do you do for work?
I'm a construction worker, dude. I do, like, electrical installs and stuff like that. I do all right, right
but – How much do you earn per year?
Like 50, maybe okay. A little more, but not much more.
And you're going to – how long do you plan to stay out there in the Philippines?
Well, there's like – I can only do a visa for like 6 months. Or not 6 months. It's like 59 days. So I'm going to go chill with her for like a month or two, like check it out. If things are cool, I'm going to come back. And then I don't know. I'll probably just keep talking to her. But I was going to either bring her out here or I was going to go stay out there from there.
Bro, you don't bring her out here, bro, until you've solidified. I don't even think you should bring her back, to be honest, at all.
If it's for a short vacation, but even then, that might be enough to taint her.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, you better stay over there, bro.
Put a baby in that chick. She's pretty hot, you know what I'm saying?
She ready to lose it all, bro.
Get off the line, bro.
Yeah, this nigga ready to lose it all, bro. Yeah. All right. Nigga ready to lose it all, bro.
Take me.
I mean, but, yeah.
Please spin place, bro.
Yeah, please have other girls in the Philippines when you land, bro. Jesus Christ.
7493, then super chats.
And magandang umaga.
He wants our permission to go out there and simp, man.
Yeah, literally.
That's what he want, bro.
Shafit told me to simp.
Shafit told me to do this.
Yeah,
he said it's okay. I'm going to put a baby in this chick.
Yeah, bro. He said it's okay.
God damn.
Walter. I got stamped.
Chris, shut up.
And shout out to the Philippines, mahal kita.
All right.
Who's up next?
7493.
Hey, so I'll keep it kind of twofold here. I'm a 21-year-old female in a 6-year relationship with a 23-year-old male. So we've been together for quite a, you know, some time. We live together. I'm Indian. He's African-American. So we watch your podcast quite a bit. The submissive stuff, like, it's not new to me. I was raised in that with my mom, being submissive to my dad, all that. But with that being said, as being together so long, I feel like I kind of took away that variety, I guess. Like, he didn't have the chance to kind of explore, I guess, before me. So I feel kind of like I took that away from him.
Yeah.
Is that a little crazy for me to be like, hey, go out there and explore? You can stay with me, but go out there, explore. Is that weird?
No. Damn. You probably just added another point or two to your SMV scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not weird. I mean, the thing is, if, you know,
just have that understanding, man.
Yeah, just have that understanding. And you know, he might not want to do it now, but at some point he's eventually going to want to do it. And I think you being there, I'll say this. Don't suggest it yet.
Yeah.
But, like, be open to it. Like, kind of subtly throw it in a conversation or whatever. Like, hey, you know, threesome, buy a beer, something that, you know what I'm saying? And see how he reacts to it. See where his mind is at. Like, throw it subtly in there. Or, oh, she's hot, whatever. And then kind of see where his mind's at. He might not want to enact on it now, but in the future he will. And the fact that you're, like, willing to do that is going to, you know, significantly add to him keeping you around. You're probably – because here's the thing about men. A guy will keep a girl around that's on his program and lets him do what he wants, even if she's not, like, the most attractive girl. Like, a guy will settle down with a girl that's not saying that you're not attractive. I don't know. I can just hear your voice. But I'm just saying that men are 100% willing to compromise on looks for a girl that's on their program. That's the difference. Yeah. Women won't, but a man will.
They'll have fun with their girls, whatever, just for at one time.
Yeah.
They'll come home to you because, you know what? Damn, she's cool. She understands me. I bet she's the one.
Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah.
And
a lot of girls aren't okay with that. And then on top of that, you know, if you provide indispensable value, you're pretty much – he can't get rid of you.
So try to say,
right, and like you talk about value a lot, and like I feel like, so we own a business together, and I, you know, I do quite a bit for it, and like I definitely do add value to his life, and I know that, so like that makes me feel a little secure, like I'm not going anywhere, like I'm gonna submit, and he's taking care of me, you know, all that good stuff. Yeah, I appreciate that. I also just want to say, like, I think watching your podcast has helped us, like, grow so much closer together because you have those conversations for us. Like, there's stuff, like, I can pick his brain without having to ask him about it. Also, I appreciate you calling out these girls that are, like, half naked on social media. I appreciate that because I'm not that type of girl. And I look at girls like that and I go, you know, you'll probably never find a man. But I appreciate that.
Hey, man, we still like them.
Yeah, we like them, but you know,
the truth is,
they disqualify them, themselves for, you know, something serious. They go into the recreational use only bucket versus, you know what I'm saying, anything serious. But no, I'm glad that we're able to spark these conversations. This isn't the first time that we've heard, you know, couples saying, "Hey, we watch your podcast." A lot of times, it's like the girl watches it, she gets mad at first, but then after a while, they start to get used to it. You know, but yeah, no, that's great. You know, I wish obviously you and your boyfriend the best. It looks like you guys are obviously a young couple and. You guys are doing pretty well. And, yeah, man, like I said, like, man, it's very difficult for a man to leave a woman, bro. Anytime a guy breaks up with a guy, with a girl, I know that girl fucked up royally.
That makes sense. Thank you.
All right. Cool. Well, best of luck to you in your relationship, and you guys have a good one.
Thank you.
Cool. All right. Who's up next?
Let's read the chat first because that was the last paid one.
Okay. Cool. Thanks for the motivation, guys. Been in the gym and eating right and have gone from 320 to 240 in about a year. Keep on on.
Rooney.
And speaking of which, yo, Mo, how much you weigh, nigga?
Oh, well, I'm not talking.
494.
And what were you last week?
496.
All right, good,
so
good, good.
About a pound and a half. Well, the scale actually damn near made a comment. The scale said, "Boy, you thought this was easy? Boy, you thought, LOL.
You thought wrong.
I'm like, God damn.
Scale said, get off me, nigga.
But I'm still glad. I love the... You know, I'm loving the progress. And
so, guys,
say,
you see that in the chat, 496.
Was.
Oh, no, so you're 494 right now.
Yes.
Sorry, 494. Okay. So you got to be 493 or better next week.
All right.
We're going to keep going. All right. Anything else you want to tell the people, Mo?
While they hate, we create and lose weight.
Bam, yeah, I like that one. All right. Rooney, 876. Big up Fresh and Fit from Jamaica. Hey, man.
You are Guan, brethren.
Ben, $10. Here's $10 from Iron's vitamin D fund for lack of sunlight. Thank you so much. I am pale right now.
Me
I don't go outside.
Me, I'm on the same page, man.
Yeah.
Nigga,
Chris is lighter than me, though.
I'm a crispy, dark skin nigga.
The power switch, $10. Bro, you ninjas are the hardest working content creators on YouTube. You guys give me so much knowledge. Always learning from you, too. Keep improving all men and dropping knowledge. We got you, my friend.
Boom.
We got y'all. We're going to keep wearing you guys.
Yeah.
A deal. Donation for drugs and shit. Okay. Thank you. That will go in the cocaine fund, and he's all the way from Great Britain. Thank you so much. Dan Hancock, $30. Call in. Okay.
Doc Hancock. Yeah.
Doc Hancock, sorry. Deep
Phase.
Hazel J. I'm worried about your Jordan Peterson interview. He's very clever, but blue pill. Thus, he will shame you for not pursuing meaningful relationships.
Oh, yeah.
That was from before. Okay.
AJ
Carrero. Keep shining, gentlemen. Thank you guys for always speaking the objective truth. These low-T soy boys are going to continue to hate. Can we get Justin Waller on Money Mondays to talk about how he grew his business? Yes, we will. He's in Dubai right now, but when he comes back, we got you.
Andrew Tate and his brother as well.
Nick and Knight, $5. I'm a combat veteran, and there are sensitive men in the military as well. Most of us love you. Keep putting in that work. Fresh and Fit crew, much love. Exactly. Thank you so much. I don't know what a Hitler joke would be make everyone so mad about, but well, actually, I kind of do know why they would be mad.
Yeah.
But, come on, man. Let's have some fun, goddammit. All right. Mike Mulvaney. Did you watch Mikhail's podcast with Rolo? Curious if you guys had any thoughts. I didn't watch the full. I saw some clips from it. Ian Sargent, hey, FNF, what advice would you give to disabled men who are on a fixed income or disabled veterans when it comes to try and get the girls who are not for the streets? It's going to be tough, my friend. You might have to go foreign. King Life, $5. What you depend on becomes your master. Never depend on a woman for happiness or she will become your master and lead you down the wrong path. That's true. You got guys. Yeah, your fulfillment does not come from women. It comes from the activities that makes you attractive to women, a.k.a. your own empire. Martin speaking facts, bro, and Fresh is cool as hell. Guys, let me know sane people still live, and that's from Native Rain.
Thanks, man.
And then we got $50. Hey, put some respect on my name. Call my number up with all these super chats. Last number 3206. I think we got that one.
We did.
The black gentleman, the women who tried to say Muslim men are crazy. These women just chose the wrong guys, but there's no bad. There's bad Muslim, Christian, and atheist guys. Also, these three or fours can't handle being honest, modest. They prefer being three or four than being modest. That is very true, my friend. And then we got Abraham Zuniga, 2713, Tampa area. Chris hooked me up with the phone line. Also, Fresh, your Smash Bros. Game is weak. We got to play for sure.
Man, you think it's fucking shit, bro. But when I tell y'all are trash, bro. You guys talk a lot of smack, but you're trash.
Nick at Night, $10. Great information from Fresh about eBay. I sell retro video games and sports cards on there, and he is spot on. Also, a dog is a man's best friend because it's good spell. It's God spelled backwards.
Hey.
Okay.
Nick at Night.
Haha, imagine cheating on Rihanna. Chris is a real G. All right. XRP pushing P. Once we get regulation and SEC versus Ripple lawsuit is over, most crypto won't make it. Look up ETH gate and get out of the crypto matrix.
Mm.
Okay.
Damn.
Big homie XRP. I'm just going to keep buying Ethereum, bro. I mean, yeah. The only way feminism will end will be on the apocalypse. I prefer the slow zombie apocalypse type of setting. That would be the only situation that women will stop taking garbage, talking garbage about men, and that's $10 from Star D King. Yo, that's wishful thinking, my friend, but it's not going to do anything. Guys, this whole, yo, we need to have an apocalypse and all this other shit and the decline. Yeah, we need the great reset. Like, bro, women are going to keep being women. You know, it's either you level up and get them or you just don't deal with them at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? We can't cry about hypergamy anymore. It is what it is. The only thing is now it's in your face and you can't escape it. And a lot of guys don't like that. Where are we at? Big Manifester?
Yeah. Right here.
Okay, yo, what happened with Nessie, man? She was best female bodyguard y'all had. She was throwing Wild 304s out the door like Lightwork, AK Miss Castle. Eh, whatever. Big Manifester, $50. Start some type of Fresh to Fit challenge so we can all show you how many guys support y'all. Thank you so much. Hey, shut the fuck up. From 50 US bucks. Shout out to FNF. I'm a 31-year-old from Indiana. I recently moved back in with my father, and I'm in a state of mental chaos. I stopped smoking and drinking for 6 months, and it's 2x as hard to find a mate. I'm struggling to cope. Any places to restart? You're fucking up because you're trying to find a mate, my friend. That's why you're miserable. I told y'all before already, and I'll say it one more time. You're never going to find happiness from women. You're going to find happiness from becoming successful yourself and then women being a byproduct of that success. That is why, my friend, you are miserable, because you haven't created anything yet, all right? Because here's the thing. As men, you're wired to feel like shit if you don't create anything or if you don't do anything. It's a defense mechanism to keep you from mediocrity. So if you're mediocre, yeah, you're going to get sad and depressed, etc. So you got two choices. Either you sit there in mediocrity and stay sad, or B, you decide to make a change and not become mediocre anymore, which is going to take some work, and then you're going to start to feel better. You know what I'm saying? Just like we talked about depression with Andrew Tate and why it's not real. And a lot of the time, it's not that you're actually depressed. It's that you are in a depressed state because you are not doing anything. You know what I'm saying? Idle hands lead to the devil's work, my friend. So you need to find ways to make money. You need to become, need to hit the gym. You need to focus on working on you first, okay? When you build it, they will come. That is why you're sad, because you ain't doing shit. You have to move back in with your dad. You're older. You don't have anything to your name. That's why you're sad, bro. It's not because you don't have any girls. It's because you haven't created shit. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get out there and fucking be a somebody. What else do we got here?
1 second. Let's make sure. Actually, the phone calls while I sort these out.
Let's do 10 up, Chris.
All right, cool. Well, let me just get this phone call online, and then I'll do 10 up.
All right.
7205.
All right. 7205, all right. Welcome to the show.
Yo, what's going on? Y'all hear me?
Yep. Got you. Caller?
Yo, I'm not going to lie. Fresh, I fuck with you, and Myron, you just be speaking real ass facts, so I'm going to keep it a buck. But I'm not going to lie. I called in because I just want to say something, right? It's crazy. I started watching y'all like toys, like, September, like, 2021, right? And I was fucking with this shorty. Quick story, right? I was fucking with this shorty, like, from May to November, right? And it was towards the end where I started to realize, like, I just didn't fuck with her for all the reasons that y'all speak about on the show. Like, all that masculine shit. I'm from New York. Like, I'm just straight from Queens. So, like,
New York. Oh, you already know. New York. You were showing up on dates and that bitch was telling you, good pal.
Shit weren't Tim.
It's like some weird ass shit. Like, I'm talking about, like, she, like, on regular conversations, talking about, yo, nigga, I'm your blessing and shit like that. Yo, bitch, like, relax, bro.
Yo, nigga.
But, yo,
yo, don't take no chick seriously
like,
calls you a nigga, bro. Ever. Ever.
Or bro.
Oh,
this is bro or nigga?
Yo,
nah,
listen,
bro.
Yo. Nah, I feel
get
you,
out.
But, bro, we in New York, bro. It's, like, straight every bitch talk like that, bro. It's, like, every one of them. This shit is crazy.
You know
like,
our point, though. Because, bro, even here
like,
in Miami, those Hispanic girls, they be saying nigga. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You don't take this serious.
Hey, bro.
Simple.
It's like she was a little Dominican shorty, skinny as fuck, and she was talking like that. But point is, look, right? I really feel like right after I started watching y'all, I started to realize that I feel like a man wanting like a feminine girl who's like submissive and shit like that. I feel like that shit is low key like not feel like I know that shit is like
thank you
biological. It's like it's just natural. You feel me? Like, and it's once I started like watching y'all is when I realized like yo, that is exactly what. I didn't like about this girl, and that's exactly what I wanted. I just couldn't put it, like, it's crazy cause at the time. You know, it's kind of weird because I was always kind of good with just, so, like, maneuvering with girls and shit like that, and I knew what I wanted, but for some reason with her, I could never put it in words, like, why I didn't like her. But when I started watching
I got you right now. I'm going to simplify this. This is the issue. Yeah. This is what it is, bro. We basically connected the dots for you on something that you already knew that you kind of had, but you just couldn't identify, you know, and be able to say, okay, one plus, you know, let me connect these dots. Okay, this is why I'm not attracted to this. And this is why. I'm going to tell you why.
Yes.
Number one, you live in New York.
Yep.
New York is a super liberal state. Number two, you've been indoctrinated to accept poor behavior from women in general in the West. And New York is one of the worst facilitators for that because in New York, let's be honest, a lot of the girls wear fucking Tim's. They talk like this, B. Yo, what the fuck? I want my ham and cheese sandwich. They talk like dudes. They sound like dudes, and they act that way. And they condition you to accept that poor behavior from women. That's what it is. So when you meet a submissive woman, what happens? You become a man. You're like, oh, shit. She's actually attractive. I like this. She's acting like a girl. Oh, my God. This is rare. I like this. Here's the thing. This is the cold, hard reality about, you know, being in liberal cities or liberal states or being in the United States in general. Society's going to tell you that you should accept masculine behavior from women, but they're never going to tell women that you should accept feminine behavior from men. I'm going to say that one more time. It's completely socially acceptable for women to sit there and act like a dude, and you should accept it. But if you sit there and you say, I want a girl that acts like a girl, speaks to me like a girl, and it's feminine, they're going to say, oh, they're going to reject that because female preferences are always validated over male preferences, okay? Women should be accepted however they come. Men need to develop themselves and become something so that women will accept them. That's the difference, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, obviously, our podcast and a few others are one of the rare ones that say, yo, fuck masculine chicks. Don't deal with them. But society tells you you should accept masculine women. They say some shaming bullshit. Oh, you're just not strong enough to handle her. You're not a real man. You're not a real man, or you're not independent. You can't handle a strong woman.
You're insecure.
Who hurts energy. You? But if I turn around and told, okay, you dumb bitch, I'm going to wear heels on Saturday. I'm going to go get my manicure. I'm going to wear a purse, etc. She's going to look at me like, oh, what the fuck? Ew. Ew. Oh, I don't want that.
What are you, a pony?
Are you a fucking girl? She's going to look at you like you're crazy, and no one's going to bat an eye. They're going to say, it's okay. You should want a man that's a man. But why is it okay? Why is it not okay for me to say I want a girl that's a girl? But that's the crazy world that we live in, bro. So a lot of Western men are conditioned and told with the fear of shame that they need to accept masculine women that act like fucking dudes. And I'm here to tell y'all niggas, don't accept that shit. If a chick talks, okay, nigga, or fucking, oh, good bow. What are you talking about? I'm a bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? Or suck my dick, nigga. Bro, automatically, recreational use only, my friend. Smash and pass. We'll take that bitch serious. Because let me tell you something. If you showed up with some Jimmy Choo heels, nigga, she won't even meet you on a date. She's like, what the fuck? Ew! You can't handle that, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Girls will sit there and say, I'm not racist. I'm not biased. I accept all genders. Guess what? When it comes to their dating preferences, them bitches is biased as fuck, baby.
They're not picky.
You show up with some goddamn heels, nigga, she's like, ew! She's going to leave.
That's a fact. Nah, but you know what's crazy though? Quick, just before I end this shit, right? It's funny because in the middle of when I was fucking with her too, I remember we were still having like this conversation talking about like what was our first impressions of each other, right? And I remember she asked me about mine, and I told her, I was like, I'm not gonna lie, you cool and shit, but I just expected, because I got put on from one of my friends, and just off first look, I was like, yo, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of thought she was gonna be a little sweeter and shit. And you know what she told me? She was like, ah, fuck that lady, like, bullshit. Dead ass. Like, I'm talking about for real.
Damn,
like,
bro.
Up,
At least she told you.
But the thing is, though, like, that was just her attitude and shit, right? And it's crazy because I was, like, that kind of turned me off at the time, but it was literally, like Myron said, like, once I started watching, y'all connected the dots, and I was like, bro, I low-key do got to get the fuck out of here with this shit. And see, after that, I was like, nah, bro, like, it just went down after that. And it's crazy because, like, cutting off a girl like her off, bro, I'm telling you right now, bro, it was a whole scene in the crib, bro. I was like, all right, bro.
You can't make this shit up, bro.
You can't.
Fuck that lady.
You can't make it. And you know what it is, too?
No,
word. This shit is crazy. And you know what it is, too? It's crazy because, like, and I really peep, like, when Myron says, like, you have the, I feel like, because you know how guys control relationships, like, we give relationships, marriage, and all that shit, right? I really peep how much, like, power and control I actually did have when I told her that I didn't want one, because she really was deep in her feelings type shit. Like, we was just talking. I never guaranteed nothing, but she literally expected some shit like that. And I'm like, yo, like, what? Like, what? Like, and it's crazy because in the last paragraph, she sent me talking crazy and shit. She was like, yo, I was giving you my time and attention. This is what you do? Time and attention? What the fuck? Bro, I can get that shit from my friends, bro. Like, what the fuck? This shit is crazy. Nah. I was like, nah, fuck that shit. And I was like, yeah. I had to cut that shit off, bro. Like, she was crazy, though. I'm not gonna lie,
bro. Yeah, bro.
Y'all really put perspective for this shit. This shit is
you don't
crazy.
Have to sit there and explain why, bro. Just like, feel me? Just move on. But you don't have to sit
but you know
explain.
What's funny, bro? She said, I'm not ladylike. You know what, bro? You know, go out that chick again. okay? Go to Brooklyn, all right? Oh, this is what I want you to do, bro. This is what you're going to do. You're going to say, she says she's not ladylike, cool. You're going to go to fucking Bed-Stuy, all right? You're going to walk into one of the projects. You're going to get robbed. And then I want you to look at her dead in the face and be like, hey, I'm on that gentleman shit. Just walk away. let her get robbed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and then look what happens. You know what I'm saying? And that's the craziness. I'm telling you, bro. It's okay for women to absolve themselves of their feminine responsibilities, but it is not okay for you to absolve yourself of your masculine responsibilities. And that's the crazy world that we live in. Because I guarantee you this. If you don't step up and protect her when y'all get robbed in fucking Crooklyn, she's going to break up with you. But it's okay for her to be like, nah, nigga, I ain't on that lady like shit. Fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah.
So that's it, man. I'm glad that you recognized it, though.
All right, caller. All right, caller.
Exactly.
All right.
Appreciate that, man.
Let us know how that robbery goes.
All right, some more chats.
James NYC GK, just showing love to my favorite peeps. Shout out to Discord Gang Gang, all right? And then we got $20 Mark Mansfield, BWC. I have 3 rental condos, homes. How do I make the jump to apartment buildings next? You're going to need quite a bit of capital to get into a commercial, my friend. That's where I'm actually at right now. You could do cash out refinances. You know what I'm saying?
Or try to sell those properties as a portfolio and then go to apartment condos from there.
Or you could do that.
That much.
But I wouldn't sell personally. You know, you could if you want, but I wouldn't. I would take a, you know, cash out refi on all those houses and see if you could come up with, you know, because remember, you only need to come up with about 20 to 25% of the capital to do it. Or you can get in with other people and do a big deal as well. That's another thing you can do.
Yeah.
Native Rain, $10. Merch Chris. Thank you so much. And then we got Southern Route. Love your content. Keep kicking ass. I will visit Florida soon. All right, cool. $10. Y'all really motivate me. Started watching you. Got rid of my one-itis. Got a job with the feds. Making 6 figures and just bought a house. Keep dropping the knowledge. And that's from Adil Doe. Good work to you, my friend. $20 from Red Real Captain Mike. I discovered you guys off TikTok back in October, and I've been hooked ever since. The four of you are changing lives, and Mo is my new source of inspiration. Go, Mo, go. God bless the Fresh Fit fam. We got
you,
baby. Yeah, we ain't even on TikTok. We've been banned like 6 or 7 times. Oh, we just got a strike on our TikTok today.
Oh,
yeah? Yeah, guys, it messaged me.
Yeah, it was coming.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Eminem, I sent a super chat to you guys during the Brandon Carter interview about monetizing Facebook page. Since then, I've made almost 55K from Facebook Reels. FNF, gang, get on FB Reels. We got a Facebook guy. And then we got Sammy Soulmate, $10. Excited for tonight's show. I'll see what questions I cook up for the lady guests. Ah, who we kidding? They're going to cap anyways. Love y'all. And Sammy is what? One of our 5 people that watch our show? Female?
Sammy.
Soulmate Sammy. All
right, all right. We have 5455. And all Chris right. West, I see you guys in the chat, so relax, guys.
All right. And then we got the lovely ladies, I think, are here. So we're going to do the show here.
So.
Oh, they're all here?
Yeah, they're waiting.
So we're going to do the show right after this, guys. All
right, Chris West.
Hello?
Hey, yeah. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Welcome to the pod.
Hey, you guys can hear me? Thank you very much.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Hey, so I sent you guys a DM on Instagram through Fresh Prince, I think. But basically, okay. I'm just thinking – so I watch a lot of you guys' podcasts, and I think a lot of stuff gets lost, like, in translation with these girls, and I don't think they're stupid. I think some of these girls are stupid, but I don't think all of them are, and I think they're just not understanding what you guys are trying to say, even though you're saying it clearly. And I think – I could definitely help, like, kind of translate some of what you guys are trying to talk about to them in a way they would get it. So I'm kind of here trying to say that I would like to help you guys
don't care.
My
friend.
I think some of them don't care. I'm being honest. I think some of them don't care really, but I think some of them just are not getting it, and I know you guys are saying it so clear, but
bro.
I really think there's some times that you have to, like, give them an analogy in a way they can, like, understand it. I don't really know how to explain it best with words, but I sent a DM to Fresh Prince, and I'll give you guys my Instagram if you guys want to check it out, but I think I know what I'm talking about because I've been, like, learning about this stuff for my entire life. Like, I'm 23 right now. So when I was, like, really young, I started learning about all of this stuff. Like, I read The Game. I read, like, all of the books that came out. So I think I know what I'm talking about. But I would love to, like, help you guys with this.
They don't want
to
be saved. They don't want to be saved.
That's why. All right. Before I address, guys, do me a quick favor. Like the video of number one because we only got – there's 3,600 you guys in here right now, and we only got 2.2. Get us to 3K. Hey, man, listen, bro. I appreciate the constructive criticism. You're 100% right. I get it. A lot of them
I'm not trying to criticize.
But the thing you got to understand, my friend, is they don't want to understand and they don't give a fuck about understanding.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because, bro, if I told you right? You know what you need to do? This is what I want you to do. I want you to make a girl profile on Bumble and Tinder, okay? And make a girl Instagram with a sexy chick. Watch how much attention you're going to get. What you got to understand, bro, is that modern-day women, unfortunately, especially the most attractive ones, get attention and resources, et cetera, just for existing. If you are getting appraised, regardless of how poorly you behave, money, time, attention, resources, et cetera, from rich guys, high-value men, whatever, no matter how dumb you are, no matter how much of a bitch you are, no matter how annoying you are, would you change? You wouldn't.
Nope.
No one could tell you shit.
I don't care.
You would tell them, check my dick, you know, which they do on this podcast anyway. So you could say what you want to say. No, bro. No. Because at this point, we've talked to well over 1,000 chicks, bro. We've talked to more chicks than you have. And I'm telling you. They're not going to change. They don't give a fuck about what we got to say.
Yes,
what they care about is, yo, I'm going to live my life. I don't care what you think. And I'm going to keep doing what I want to do. And that's fine. They're not going to change. But we do this pod so guys can understand the mindset of a lot of these attractive girls and how they operate.
No,
it is what it is, bro.
I got it. Yo, caller, all you need to do is make your own podcast and use explain to them all day
long.
I'm
not saying that. You guys are killing. Like, you guys are doing exactly what I think, like, someone should be doing. Like, I'm not saying that at all. But, like, I just wanted to, I don't really know how to explain it. It's like a long backstory. But
so if you can't
you
even
know,
explain
you,
it to us, what makes you think you're going to explain it to them, bro?
No.
If you can't even explain it to us, and we're listening to you from a rational perspective, hearing you out 1,000%, what makes you think you're going to be able to explain it to women to the point that they're going to take it seriously?
Bro,
you're 23. Off rip, they're not going to respect you.
Yeah, facts.
Let's keep it all the way 1,000. They're going to be like, you don't know shit.
That's not like exactly what I meant, but I wanted to I have a question though. How do you guys know about Owen Cook? Like, which one of you guys found out about him?
I've known about him for years, man.
Okay, where'd you first find out about him?
And he's friends with
one of his best friends.
Yeah, good friends with Casey.
He's also Brandon Carter used to do like content with him too. Like they used to film videos as well.
Yeah.
How'd you guys first find out about him? Because I've watched all of his videos before they got taken down. Like he had to restart his whole YouTube channel a year or two ago.
I don't know all that detail, man.
Yeah, caller.
I just know who he is because I used to follow. You know, obviously, I know about mystery and shit. You know what I'm saying? And
so do I.
Hold on, Chris. Listen, man. I see your points. You're definitely. I see what you're saying. Like a lot of the girls don't understand this stuff. But what I'm trying to say is that they don't want to understand. They don't have to understand. And most importantly, reality doesn't reinforce the fact that they need to understand because they're going to continue to get what they've been getting regardless of how they behave. Because attractive women that are young have all the leverage, and that's the world that we live in. We're not going to sit here and cry about it and complain and try to make them understand this. When we do this podcast, we have these discussions. If they want to understand, fantastic. But the reality is more for you guys to learn. But I'm telling you, bro. If you really think you could do it. Start a pod, have a discussion with them. I'm going to be honest with you. You're 23, so they're automatically going to tell you, shut the fuck up. You don't know nothing.
Honestly, I don't think, like, my point that I was trying to make was, like, I can make them understand it. What I was trying to say was, like, I would like to be on, like, the podcast one day with you guys and, like, just, like, try – when you're talking and making these points to them, try to explain it in a different way. So when they get upset and they have to leave the show, that doesn't happen. And then in some situations, it'll keep one more person there for a conversation to happen, and, like, there could just be more conversation. Then again, if they're not getting it, they really shouldn't be there anyways. Like, if they really aren't getting it, they're not going to help the conversation at all. But I'm just trying to say, like, I think that, you know, I think I can do a translation kind of like that.
Okay, well, how about this? I'll tell you this. Start a YouTube channel. Have a couple of discussions with these chicks. Send us the clips, and I want to see how you do with faring with it. And then if you're able to get them to understand, bro, we'll bring you on.
All right, caller. Thank you.
All right, man.
All right. Thanks.
All right, then we got the last caller who paid, CC.
Let's go.
One second.
Bro, you can't make this shit up.
One second. This is fucking blog talk.
By the way, I just disappeared.
All right.
I'm all black.
8072.
What's up, man?
Hello?
What's up?
Hello?
Hi. I just wanted to say that you guys are very rude and very mean to us women, and I don't appreciate that. You guys sit here and you guys bash, especially the black queen, and that's not right.
You're a troll. Stop it. Stop it, man.
Wait, who is it?
I don't even know.
I don't even know.
Wow,
you guys caught me pretty early, didn't it? I was trying to keep up with it.
Oh. Who is this?
Yes, no, I love you guys. No, I'm a fan of you guys. I just wanted to come on and troll for a little bit.
Who is this?
She's another dude that defends us a lot.
Who
outside.
Is this?
Fresh, we're telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, this is...
A Rose?
This is Moroccan Savage Rose.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to you.
Oh,
what's up to you? What's up, man? Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Look. We appreciate you watching. That was a horrible troll, though, because we knew.
Yeah.
That's good.
I know. You guys knew. That's okay. I'll work on it better next time.
I forgot Big Mo was here.
I mean...
Yeah, hi, Mo. How are you?
Hi, Mo. All
right, so what's up, Rose? Do you have anything you want to say?
I just really support you guys, and I love what you guys are doing, and I'm going to continue to always support you guys.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
it greatly. It's always great to have female supporters, man. Like, here's the thing, man. We bring up the negatives about men and women, bro. It's just that they tend to look at it when we only bring up the negative.
Rose,
women.
We need you at the 1 million party. We need you there, Rose.
Oh, yes, I'm coming. I'm going to be there, so I'll see you guys for sure.
There you go.
All right, cool. All right. Thank you for supporting. Shout out to you.
Let's read it.
All right, who's up next? Okay, Real Captain Mike. I discovered you guys off – nope, read that one. Nope, read that one too. Chris has terrible memory, bro.
I mean, facts.
Real Captain Mike, one last thing. Just want to let Fresh know, I just bought my first 10 shares of Chewy this week.
Hey!
Leave these strong, dependent women alone.
Listen.
Yo, I just opened a brokerage account. I'm going to start buying Chewy as well.
Listen, the stock is going up, and we're pushing that as well.
$20 from Kevin. Myron, what about getting Officer Tatum and Colin Yore on the show since your former law enforcement? Colin Yore, yes. Tatum, no. And then Zacharias, what, James? Oh.
Yep, refresh it right quick. There we go.
Women are the spoils of success. Yep. Fresh fit caller.
Let's see. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
One last chat.
Mr. Markle, $20. Damn, everybody has an opinion and thinks their 2 cents is worth something. SMH.
All right.
All the way from Canada.
Good to go. And then we got one last one from Mr. Onizaka.
Okay.
Is it cool?
Shout out to you. Some of the comments I see, let's know they haven't read the Rational Mail. It's free if you create an Audible account. That is true. You can get free credits. Like the video. Yo, real quick, let's do one more call.
No problem.
One more. Yo, there's 3,700 of you guys in here. Do me a favor. Like the goddamn video, man. Like the video. Let me look and see how many are we at. Yeah, we're only at 2.4, guys. Get us to 3,000, goddamn it.
2066.
Is that caller?
Caller, going once. You pay the chat.
Hey, what's up, caller?
What's up, man?
Hello?
Caller, let's go. You
online. Hello?
Hello?
All right, going once.
All right.
All right, let's go with 3213.
Hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead, man. What's up,
caller?
All right. I'm not a troll. I'm 14, I've been feeling this real.
Hold on. Hey, we ain't gonna talk about bitches though. We're gonna talk about you going to school, goddammit.
Sorry, he's off. 2132.
Nah, underage, nah.
2132.
That's enough, bro.
Enough heat.
We could kick them off immediately, bro. Maybe we want a school advice.
Bro. Right,
you got somewhere else.
Stay in school, nigga. All right, 2132.
Go ahead.
Hey guys, what's up? How you doing? I'm 18. Just got out of this relationship, really. And I heard I'm kind of like that first guy that you guys were talking to earlier about, like, not taking girls seriously in high school because, you know, they're bad news and you're not really up to par with, like, your financial status and stuff. And, I really took that into account. I really got into this started watching your guys' podcast once I got out of that relationship. And just wanted to say thank you guys for all the things that you guys are doing. It's really helping to help me out. And, I'm planning on going to the Marines. And, I was about to stop my entire life for this one girl.
Stupid.
It's so dumb. But,
Bro,
you guys got to say that.
Bro.
You got saved, man.
Shout out to you, bro. You made
and,
it out.
And it's good because, you know, I was actually having a conversation with Donovan earlier today about this. And he was saying, like, the thing with us is that we're, like, a lot of guys, like, you know, watch Rolo and Donovan's content. And they're like, damn, I wish I had you guys 30 years ago. But luckily, since we're hitting a younger audience, a lot of guys are saying, yo, you saved me from making mistake while I was still young. So, yo, man, like I told y'all before, man, we're bringing the RP into the mainstream. Actually, we are in the mainstream now. Yep. And, you know, you can either accept it or reject it. And the truth is that, you know, we're helping a lot of guys from making really stupid mistakes when they're young and impressionable. So shout out to you, bro. You know, if you end up joining the Marines, that's a fantastic move. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get 4 years of training with fitness, combat, self-defense. You're going to learn discipline. You're going to get in shape. You're going to make quite a bit of money that you can actually save and not spend. So it's going to put you in a pretty good position so that when you come out after your service, you'll be in a good spot. And you'll have a GI Bill so you can go to college for free. So nothing wrong with serving your country, man. It's probably one of the most noble things you could do. So shout out to you and stay away from these 304s. All right?
All right, Colin.
All right.
All right, man.
Lisa. And then if we want one more.
Yeah, we can hit one more. Yeah. Last one.
I already know you already. 9838.
9838. Welcome to the show.
Nah. Nah.
This is a long break.
Bro, is that a copyright song?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
2-6. That was Doja Cat.
Yeah, guys, don't play music in the background. We'll have to hang up on you if you do that. All right, who's up?
2-6.
It's me, Goose Island. What's good?
Hey, what's up, Goose Island?
You finally got through by luck.
Yo, what's good, man?
Guys,
yeah,
like
man.
The video.
Yeah, so shout out to everybody in the Fresh and 15, Myron, Chris, Big Mo, Chris, y'all already know. Shout out to the ladies back if they can hear. No, I'm just playing. But, yeah.
Can the girls here do they have headphones? No? Oh, okay.
Not a care.
Oh, then screw them anyways. But, yeah. I did want to talk about that Chris Brown situation.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I kind of thought it was like kind of weird how it all is playing out right now because it's like, you know, someone, like, commits, like, assault sexually, you feel me? And then, like, instead of going to the police and filing, like, a criminal complaint, you instead want to do, like, you know, sue him for, like, 20 mil. I thought that was kind of weird to me. And you know it's even crazy when even the ratchet bimbos in the shade room are even questioning the, you know, civil lawsuit or whatever. Because I went to the shade room, and even they were kind of skeptical because it's like, it's more like a money grab, you feel me? And it's crazy to the point where, you know, the more popular or famous you are, the more you got to stay on your P's and Q's because, you know, females might trap you into something. And it kind of reminds me of the situation of this one actor that's actually kind of going through it with these false allegations. I believe his name is like Chris Noth. You guys probably know him if you guys watch Sex and the City or like Law and Order. I know him from Law and Order, but he's a really good actor. So recently in a couple of months, there's like a bunch of like anonymous females that came to like the Hollywood Reporter and said that he's been committed rape all the way back 30 years ago. And if now 30 years later, they want to speak up. And it's crazy because, you know, it's 30 years ago, obviously. This probably took place in New York if he was doing like Law and Order, but I don't know if like the statute of limitations is still 5 years, but regardless, it's way past the statute of limitations. So you can't go to criminal court. I don't know if you can even go to civil court. So instead, you know, you try to report it to like a news media outlet to try and shame him 30 years where he can't even like defend himself for real. You know what I'm saying? And it really, like, made an impact on him because the current show that he was doing, which was, like, The Equalizer, they took him out. He lost a bunch of, like, brand deals. He was in, like, this Peloton ad. They had to take him out. Like, it was crazy for him. Like, it's even to the point where if you go on his Instagram, the comments, like, you can't even comment on his stuff no more. Like, all the stuff that he worked hard to build was ruined because a bunch of anonymous females came out of nowhere and said that, he committed sexual assault. And when I read the reports, it wasn't even like, you know, Buddy was really like forcing himself onto her. It was just like, you know how like people like spit game back in the day? That's basically what it was. But I'm guessing since, you know, what was tolerable today isn't tolerable now, they think that they have a case to just like smear his name or whatever. You feel me? And I just thought that was kind of like bogus how they're just going to do him like that, because now, and what that man worked so hard for in like the film industry, now all of a sudden they like trying to like ruin his good name. And I just find that like, it's just crazy, bro.
Yeah. I mean, guys, take this as a public service announcement that we live in a world now where it's believe all women. And that's a very dangerous precedent. You know what I'm saying? Because it actually goes against feminism, because feminism is about equality between the two genders. When you're saying believe all women, what are you basically insinuating? Well, women are incapable of lying. And I say, no, women are capable of lying just like men are. And let's be honest here, man, like a lot of women use that as a trump card, because if a girl comes up and says, hey, this guy raped me or he essayed me or whatever, you're not going to question it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be hardwired as a man to believe her and feel sorry for her and want to protect her. That protector instinct comes in. So, but a lot of girls use that to their advantage and make false allegations on people, bro. I mean, look at Brett Kavanaugh. You know what I'm saying? This girl came up 40 years later. Oh, he did this to me in some lake house. You know what I'm saying? Back in the fucking 70s or 80s, and had no proof, nothing, no witnesses. Everyone was like, what is she talking about? But she was able to get this guy to testify under oath in front of everybody, fucking circus world, you know what I'm saying, on some shit that may or may not have happened. And that's kind of the world that we live in, man, is that, you know, this woman launching a $20 million lawsuit against Chris Brown for raping her on Diddy's boat. Like, it's this is kind of the ridiculous world that we're in. I've seen women on Twitter, bro, these crazy leftists, say, like, even if you didn't do it, you should still go to jail because women in the past have been raped. And I'm like, what the hell? Why should this guy go to jail? Because it's happened in the past to other chick. Like, bro, this is how wild the left has gotten with these mindsets, man. And you just need to protect yourself. Understand that a lot of girls are going to cap. And yeah, I mean, hell, y'all saw that girl. Oh, my God, Maria. And then it was all cap. This bitch didn't even know what coercion meant.
Yeah, but see, nobody's safe. Even regular guy isn't safe. That being said, even the guy that is popular, he's a target now because, hey, you know what? He has money, he has success. I'm going to take it from him however I can.
Like, learn from me, guys. Like, that girl tried to say some shit about coercion. I literally asked her on the phone, and you guys saw on that five-hour show, I literally recorded the phone call. I asked her, what does coercion mean? She could not define coercion, bro. That's a dangerous world that we live in. These chicks don't even know the definition for some of these words, and they're out here tossing them around.
Hey, man, I got text receipts.
I got all that shit. So, like, if she ever did anything, I'll make her look stupid. I got... You know what I'm saying? I got everything documented with these girls, bro, because you got to protect yourself. You literally have to protect yourself if you're somebody, because these girls will come at you and try to say some fuck shit.
Yeah.
And it's wild, bro. It is fucking insane. And here's the thing. The allegation alone will destroy your reputation, even if it's found to not be true. My man Mo Money said every man should wear body cam.
That's smart.
Exactly.
It's a wild world out here.
Yep.
Yeah, it does kind of suck because hopefully he's able to fight it. I wish, like, you know, he was able to, like, document it. Like,
his legal team is going to thrash her, bro.
Yeah, yeah, he'll be fine.
I hope he beats it because he's a real one.
This is what's going to happen. It's a civil case. His attorney, he's going to have the money to drag it out. She ain't going to have the money to drag it out. And they'll end up settling for some bullshit. He'll give her $100,000. She's going to shut the fuck up.
Shut the unreal. That's going to happen. AT&T gaming as well.
That's what happened with Kobe Bryant. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't notice. Kobe Bryant, rest in peace to him. That girl, Cap, she made a rap song about it. Oh, Kobe, rape me. Fuck out of here, bro. You know what I'm saying? These girls are trying to monetize the every angle. They ended up settling it out of court civilly. You know what I'm saying? Because she knew she wasn't going to win the criminal case. So that's what it is, man. A lot of the times they bring the criminal case forward knowing it's not going to win so they can go ahead and come back and do a civil.
Wow.
Because remember, civilly, because remember, guys, in the criminal court, it's beyond a reasonable doubt. In the civil court, it's preponderance of the evidence. So 51% is all they got to prove versus beyond a reasonable doubt. It's a much higher threshold to prove. So they'll bring the criminal case, fails, and then they'll go ahead and do the civil case, and then they'll probably get a settlement out of that.
Damn. All right, Goose. Thank you.
That's how it goes, my friend.
All right.
Good call, Goose.
All right, man. I appreciate you, man. See y'all later, man.
No problem.
All right, Mario. All right. Rest in peace to Kobe Bryant, man. Goddamn. All right, lucky.
Could he?
Mario Ben, Myron Fresh, check your DMs. Y'all should get Richard Hart on the show for Money Monday. He's one of the smartest guys in crypto. We got a crypto guy already, man.
Yeah.
Lucky Ikoto, bro. This black asked me who I preferred, and I said white girls. She said it's self-hate. Oh Lord. That's how they're gonna shame you, bro. As a former subscriber of whatever, please do not bring him on your show. It's ridiculous that you guys get hate from the Tradcons. Yeah, man. I mean, it is what it is. Brian, I'm gonna mention his name, but you know. It's like, it's crazy to me how like people just make hit pieces and they don't even know us. They've never watched our content. They're just going to run around and call us frauds without any type of real evidence. It is what it is, man. And we never say anything negative about these people. And it just amazes me how it's like, so people are so quick to follow the trend and do what they need to do for the YouTube algorithm. I don't give a fuck if someone is trending, making fun of that. Right now, Jack Murphy. Everyone's making videos on Jack Murphy. We ain't going to do that. We're not going to sit here and shit on another man while he's down, bro. Like, what the fuck? Like,
down.
That's crazy. That's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, we don't need to put other people down to get views. We don't need to put other people down to bring ourselves up. You know, shout out to Jack Murphy. People could say whatever they want to say about him. Oh, blah, 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 blah. The point is this. He's in the sphere. He's helping guys improve. He has a lot of the things we agree on. And I'm not going to sit here and publicly shit on the guy when he's out here helping men. And I'm sure he's helped put plenty of guys out. So I'm not going to sit here and kick a guy while he's down, man. Let's fuck shit. We don't need to do that. If people aren't going to give us that same courtesy, it's fine. It is what it is. We're going to keep making our content. We're going to keep helping guys out. We don't have to drag other people's names in the mud to do it. Okay. That's what I'm really proud of. And any videos we did where we had hit pieces, we took that shit down. We don't need that shit. You know what I'm saying? We've matured. We've grown up. And we don't need to talk shit about other people, man. We're going to keep helping y'all, giving you guys this content. And we're going to bring people up. We're not going to bring them down. Fuck that shit. Negativity never works.
The antidote, $20, says, really good at calling things out. You guys will end up moving on to something bigger than YouTube. I believe that. On Vice/HBO Levels, keep the content coming. You have an edge to your program, and I respect it. Fresh hit me, Everton Duvaller.
I don't know if we'll make it on HBO. All
right, guys.
We're a little too hot for HBO. Cool. Maybe Vice. Who knows?
I got some in the works right now. So,
guys, hope you enjoyed that show. Do me a favor. There's 3,700 of you guys in here. Like the goddamn video on your way out, man, because obviously – takes a lot of work to do these phone calls.
And now, I'll go a show with some girls right now.
Yeah,
so
we got some lovely ladies in the house. We're going to reset and get going on a show with the ladies. Maybe we'll open up the phone lines with the girls. Who knows?
Maybe.
Right. But other than that, guys, like the video. We'll catch you guys here in a little bit. Peace.
Peace.